That's why you beady-eyed. The
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, damn, it is Thanksgiving Eve, and it's time for another funky fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Every year, we have shows on Wednesday because obviously we're on Wednesday, which means it's Thanksgiving Eve once every damn year. And so tonight, we're going to get your giggles on, help you cook that food tonight like we always do. Plus, we want you to get your laugh on. And tonight, we're asking you a question. Can you be friends with you? Some of the responses I've gotten already have been trippish, I should say the least. So can you be friends with somebody like yo ass? You know we got weather coming up for you in about a half an hour. We're only seconds away from a news update, a three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, we got the very best of the biz. This is the J. Ryle Show. It's the Wednesday edition. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Once again, our number is 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. Are you ready? Yeah, because we're coming. We're here, T.O. Let's get this party started, all right.
It's popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
Vote! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited, too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The travel frenzy this Thanksgiving Eve is in full swing. Winter storms have unleashed rain and sleet in some states, ice and snow on others, forcing millions along the East Coast to deal with a wintry gauntlet. But so far, the disruptions are turning out to be a bit more tame than people had feared. Josh Terry was traveling out of Syracuse today. For him, it's all about keeping his one-year-old son occupied.
You got books, and you have iPads, and you have anything to keep them focused on everything except sitting there.
More than 200 flights out of New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia were canceled today. A federal bankruptcy judge in New York has approved a merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. The new American will be the largest airline in the world. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
This deal makes American Airlines creditors, management, and workers all happy. They've been lobbying hard for this merger. Whether it's going to make consumers happy may be another story. Judge Sean Lane in New York gave final approval on the condition that the new airline give up dozens of gates at LaGuardia, Reagan National, Los Angeles International, and O'Hare. The merger takes two somewhat shaky carriers and creates very helpful economies of scale. Combined annual revenue will approach $40 billion. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai spokesman now says a security agreement allowing U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan after 2014 could be signed within a month. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the official says it depends on whether the U.S. meets Karzai's latest demands.
Karzai shocked U.S. officials last week, saying he might not sign the security agreement until after next spring's presidential election. Then, after a grand assembly of Afghans endorsed the deal, Karzai said he would sign when the U.S. brings peace and security to Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned Karzai that failure to sign this year could result in a withdrawal of all U.S. troops.
There's no zero option for us.
Spokesman Emil Faizi says that's an empty threat, and Karzai will sign only when the U.S. meets two preconditions.
Putting an end to all military operations on Afghan homes. And the second one is launching peace process.
U.S. officials have yet to issue a response. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Two turkeys have been granted a presidential pardon today. But only one could be named this year's National Thanksgiving Turkey.
The competition was stiff, but we can officially declare that popcorn is the winner. Proving, there you go, proving that even a turkey with a funny name can find a place in politics.
Yeah, the runner-up is Caramel, who, unlike popcorn, did not get a face-to-beak moment with the president. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 24 at 16,097. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
Finding reliable people, dependable people, how hard is it? Do you have someone that you can really depend on? And I'm talking about outside of your family, because you should be able to depend on your family. Anytime you get yourself in a bind, you should be able to pick up the phone and call a relative. Now, I know that's easier said than done. I know people who can't even call their relatives for help. Well, I'm talking about people outside of the immediate family. I'm talking about people who do not share your DNA. Do you have friends that you can rely on? It's hard. Because first of all, you have to determine whether or not this person is a friend or not. Now, I hear people talk about this all the time. Well, this person is my associate, and they're not really a friend. They're just someone that I know. To me, you're either a friend or you're not. It's as simple as that. I guess the question is, what are your requirements when it comes to a friend? I can tell you mine. A person that's trustworthy. A person I should be able to tell anything to. A person that I can trust with my property. A person that I can trust around my children. A person that I don't have to worry about sleeping with, my wife or my lady friend. That's a friend. To me, that's it. There's nothing else to it. Now, by saying that, though, I can understand why people say, look, I'm friendly with this individual. Maybe it is not as black and white as I first confessed. Because now as I talk to myself and I talk myself through this thing, you're right. If this is my definition of a friend, there are people that I am friendly with, but there are people that I will not leave my wallet around, regardless of how friendly I'm with these people or not. You know, we talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, or last week, asked the question, if I hit the lottery, would, you know, my colleagues, would they get upset if I didn't give them money? And something stuck out for me when I asked Momo B the question, but she said, I wouldn't expect you to give me the money because we ain't cool like that. And I said, wait a minute. Now, for the last year, we've been on a radio show together. I mean, listen, we are as open as an open book around here, folks. I mean, you know the deal. This is a community radio show. We talk about everything. But that little statement of hers resonated with me. And I said, you know what? She has a point. I consider everyone here on the TGRS radio network your family to me. If I ever hit a big lick, I would definitely break you guys off. There would be no doubt about it, because I consider you family. So here's your homework. And there's no right or wrong answer. I just need you to sit back, write down the qualities that you want to see in a friend. Evaluate those. And then if you have a person that fills those categories, then in my opinion, that's when you find you're a dependable person. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Gobble, 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 gobble. Happy Thanksgiving, my brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Punk. What's happening?
Well, I got a few thoughts, man.
I don't know,
brother,
man. I don't know. I'm feeling
thoughts, man.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. I'm feeling good tonight, Mr. Elias.
I'm glad you're here. I am too, man. I've had a couple of spirits tonight, and I feel pretty good myself. So
oh, damn. You've been drinking.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. He cooling the fan. I checked it out myself.
You've been drinking, dog.
Cooling the fan. Yes,
okay.
I have, my brother.
All right, we're going to test this theory then. I want you to spell Mr. L-E-S backwards.
Okay. S-E-L-R-M.
Ant wrong. You forgot the period.
Okay.
All right, Mr. L-E-S, what have you done today, okay, brother? What's been going on in your life, my brother?
I took my goddaughter out for some sushi today. And had a constructive talk.
That's a
talk
nasty
her,
mess
man.
There, boy. Who the hell eats that?
Nah,
did you
man.
Eat some?
Oh, God, I love man. Sushi, man.
Man, stuff stinks, man.
Why is it nasty?
Man, that stuff's nasty. Whoever eats sushi needs their ass kicked. That's some nasty mess there. Jesus Christ.
What's nasty about it then? Please tell me.
Mr. Elias, okay, what is sushi? What is sushi?
And what is sushi? It's fish.
Yeah, what is sushi?
Okay, do you eat booty?
No. What kind of question is that?
do you eat booty? That's some nasty stuff, too.
No, I don't eat no damn booty.
Stop lying.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, dog. Hey, man, what kind of damn question is that on Thanksgiving Eve? My stomach hurt, man. What kind of stupid ass question was that?
I don't do that, man.
The question is, do you eat booty? Nasty bastard.
I like booty. It's more important than booty.
I didn't say that you like booty. I said, do you eat booty? Booty, booty, tutti, fruity. Do you eat booty, Miss Elias?
No, I don't, but I know you do.
Oh, no, hell no, bro. Hold on. You don't know what the hell I do. Let me tell you something, bro. You going to stop putting rules out there about me, dog. I'm tired of you lying about what I do. I'm tired.
Okay.
Get it right, homeboy.
Okay, I'm going to stop spreading.
Yeah, you spread vicious rumors, Mr. L to the E to the S. Now, you know what? There's a trick in them. Momo B said something last time that she was having problems calling it to the board. And you know what? And this is true because if I call the board with my cell phone, it just rings.
Well,
and,
trust
you know,
me, I see her coming in and out. She pumps in.
So when she calls back in and see, can we catch her real quick? Because I think that's what's going on here. Because
yeah,
I remember when I was trying to call in Kings in the morning, huh?
Mm-hmm. I see her popping in and out.
Kings in the morning, they told me that the line would the phone would just ring. And they would see me, but they couldn't, you know, but nothing ever happened. So, I mean, I don't know. Oh, look who's in the house. Let's bring him in. Big Ernst in the house on Thanksgiving Eve. What's going on, Ernest?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing tonight?
All right,
doing
all right,
man.
How you going, brother?
Happy early holiday to both of you.
Happy holidays to you, too, brother.
By the way, sushi is fantastic if you get it well made. And by the way, I do eat ass, too. But sushi is really good if you get it in a good place. It's flavorful.
Thanks,
it's
man.
Yummy. It's not fattening or anything. You know, it's great protein for you. It's delicious if you get good sushi. It's like eating good ass. You can get some okay ass. But if you get some good ass, you're good
thank
for
you
the
very
week,
much,
man.
Yuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Thursday. You're like, can I get some more ass? Nah, I have some good ass. I'm good for the weekend.
Oh, God.
Jay is playing. Jay, stop. All right.
Oh, my God. All right, look, let's bring in Rich Sister. Rich Sister, happy holidays.
She's eating.
Happy
holidays.
Hello, y'all. Look, I'm about to eat my Thanksgiving dinner in 15 minutes. We all stop talking about that booty.
Oh, you're trying to be black tonight, aren't you? Listen to you. She's trying to be black.
Oh, man.
Rich Sister, stop talking about booty. I'm about to eat my Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, I was going to say something rude, but it's Rich Sister. So I don't feel right saying it, but she hangs up, I'm going to say it.
No, I can take it. I'm tough.
No, I don't want to say that around you because I know you're already judging me anyway. I don't need to give you more ammunition. Yeah, sitting over there all quiet, making notes, got a file on everybody or something. I'm not giving you more ammo.
Yeah,
happy holidays.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. The Woody Woodpecker song. All right, folks, welcome in. 347-850-1272. As we continue to monitor, we're trying to catch Momo B. It's like fishing. We see the number, just turn the mic on real quick and see can we catch her ass. But meanwhile, we're glad you guys are in the house. Hope you guys have a safe holiday. If you're cooking, you know, every year and around this time, we always have a Thanksgiving Eve party because the show's on Wednesday. So naturally, once a year, it's Thanksgiving Eve around here. And, you know, listen, I remember the first couple of years, it was all about helping people cook those turkeys on Thanksgiving. So hope you guys are doing your gobble gobble thing tonight, and all you have to do is turn it up, and we'll make you laugh all the way while we do this tonight. Now, Rich Sister, real quick, because as we try to fish and grab Momo B here, how's the weather on the West Coast? 1001.
What, you already shoving your face full of food? You can't talk now.
1003.
See, yeah, microphone issues like I do. Except for mine is liquid.
I mean, I know Skype has a delay, but that's ridiculous.
1007.
No, sorry. Sorry, I had a call come in. Were you speaking to me? Sorry.
Oh,
I had
no, I'm sorry.
Call.
I'm sorry, Rich. I'm
not
sorry.
Anymore.
I didn't mean to interrupt you like that. I was
no,
saying.
Sorry. I had to put you on. Sorry.
No, we understand. We're used to that by now. Dr. Francis O'Dea does it all the time. So I was asking you, how was the weather out there on the left coast? That's what I was asking you there, sweetheart.
Oh, well, it's sunny. We got some nice weather here. So
we're pushing your damn
sunny.
Eye. Somebody says sunny. It's sunny.
Hey, during the next break, since it's sunny out there, during the next break, if people will go outside real quick and look northeast up in the sky, there's a comet that's been flying by Earth, and I believe, if I'm reading right, tonight is the closest it's been to the Earth. You should be able to see it with the naked eye. You don't need a telescope. If you look northeast, you'll see something bright moving along the sky. That's a comet. I forget the name of it, but it's kind of been a big deal for the last month or so because it's been in our solar system.
A comet.
But tonight's supposed to be
okay.
Very visible, so it's a big, you know, you don't see that often.
Big deal for nerds, yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you want to see a comet, why don't we go and look at
well,
that right now?
Well, maybe if
you
it was booty flying across the sky, we could get your lazy black ass out there, or maybe some ribs.
Sure the hell good.
Maybe you would be out there.
You ain't lying. You know, I'm going to tell that stuff out about something, man. If she's having some problems, maybe we should just try to, let's call her. Let's see if we can get her on the line. Since she's having problems calling in, maybe we can call her. Let me see.
Do you have her number?
I do have her number, Ernest. Absolutely.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, when
right
we get
now.
10 good minutes, I got something funny to tell you, too. So just
okay,
real
that's
quick,
good.
Don't take long. Yeah.
No problem. Let's give her a call.
Uh-oh.
See, can
uh-oh.
We catch the Momo B?
Ow! Calling Momo! Momo B don't take phone calls. Momo B makes phone calls.
I know. I dare you to be trying to call me. Momo B, I call you. You don't call me.
Momo B makes the calls. Momo B doesn't get called, okay?
Yeah.
Momo!
Momo B. Hello, Momo.
Well,
is this Momo B?
Yeah, who the fuck is this? Oh, shit. Wait.
You've been on the air 5 seconds and you've cussed twice.
Yes.
Oh right. My God! I need a dime bag. Somebody told me I called us. Let me get a dime bag. But damn, I know we'll get called.
No, you know. First of all, I saw the New York number. I saw 347 was New York, so I was straight hood with my.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I said I realized the voice is old. I try to call in. I've been trying, but law something tell me, oh, fall back. Da, 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 da. Okay, I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry, Curtis. I'm here. I'm trying. I'm here.
Yeah, we saw you.
I feel bad, though. Like, I feel bad now.
Mama B doesn't take calls. Mama B calls people. Mama B
who the F is this? Stop calling me. I'll pay you all in the money. Yo, that was a New York number.
I thought New York number. So, you know, I'm going to keep it real.
Don't you recognize 7-2 when you see it?
No, it didn't come up Ernest or nobody else. It came up just straight number. So, it had no name to it. So I just knew it was from New York. I knew I could talk high. I wanted to talk. So that's why I did that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Momo B. Blunt, may I help you? You know I ain't got no shipment coming in to after Thanksgiving. Be calling me with this night. I'm supposed to be on the radio tonight.
I feel so bad now. Oh.
Pay attention. 10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rim Zone. And 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about whatever is on our mind. And, you know, I know Ernie's got something he has to say, but what's on my mind is calling this out and she cussing people out. And, who the hell
I'm sorry.
Is that?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
You calling me Rollo? That's what you get
for calling people on the slide. I feel bad. I don't know why I feel bad. You called my phone on a down low, and you're going to get what you're going to get. So I don't feel bad no more. I'm done. Okay. I'm done with feeling bad. I'm okay now.
I'm sorry, thank you very much, but you should have bitched me first.
I'll send you an instant message.
Next time you're right, we're calling, so please don't answer the phone like you usually do when you're hustler. Right. H-U-S-T-L-E-I hustler, Momo B's resident.
Oh, God.
All right, Ernest, you said you had something you want to talk about in 10 good minutes. What is on your mind, my friend?
Well, I was going to tell you, since you razz me about this all the time, that I got another freebie this week.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Listen, you get Ernest free good, this time? And I earned it. I didn't finagle. I didn't got a hustle like that. But I had a bunch of gift cards that I had earned through this app that I use on my tablet and on my phone. I walked into Best Buy Sunday, picked up a Ninja Blender Mega Kitchen System. It's one of them high-powered blenders like a Vitamix, you know. It's the blender. It's got a food processor attachment, a dough hook, and two smoothie cups. It was $1.99. I didn't pay a dime for it. Walked right out of there, came home, made myself a smoothie, and put my feet up. That's what I did this week, and that's what I got for free.
Well, you know, in some states, Ernest, that's called stealing, because it sounds like
it
you just walked
stealing.
In and
I
picked it up
cards.
And walked right
now,
out.
Listen, I earned them legally. I didn't finagle anybody, but I earned enough gift cards. I saved them up, and I walked in there and gave them my gift cards, and, you know, they were legal tender. It wasn't finagle. And I walked out with that thing, and it was mine. So I've been juicing all week long. I've been peeing like a son of a gun.
Okay, thank you,
Jim.
Ever
since
too, Ernest. I've been juicing too. I've been juicing too.
That's
called. Man, juice, that kind of juice. There's been some alcohol juice. I've been juicing with
I know what you've been doing tonight, Elliot.
Oh, God. Wow. It is Thanksgiving.
You're halfway there. Man. You could have finished the show before the rest of us. You keep this up.
And where
Rich Sister is, it's actually Thanksgiving. They're actually partaking in the birds. Yeah, they are. So here's the deal. Let me ask you this question. Yes, she is. She's taking particular. But Celia, what is your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? What's the best thing you like to eat at Thanksgiving, dog?
My brother makes a. It's two things. My brother makes a sweet potato cake that's awesome, man.
Ooh.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Sweet potato cake. I've never heard of that.
Sweet potato cake.
Oh,
that is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And then he makes some jambalaya, man. I love jambalaya. He makes that.
Jambalaya for Thanksgiving?
Yes. I request it at Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving, and he makes it. Oh, it's delicious.
I request it. Like, I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ernest? What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish or dishes?
Well, I kind of have two, like Mr. Elias. One is pumpkin pie. I like pecan pie. That's my favorite, but that's a Christmas thing for me or whenever. So for Thanksgiving, it's pumpkin pie, which I've made one today. I've been doing a little cooking today. My other favorite thing is this dressing that my dad used to make, and it was my grandma's recipe, and they used to make two pans of cornbread and then buy a loaf of white bread, and they'd set it out for a week and let it dry, and then they would make this dressing on Thanksgiving morning, and it had the secret ingredient was cream of mushroom soup, and it had some chicken broth in it and seasonings and stuff, and I mean, it's just the most wonderful thing in the world. It ain't got any sausage or anything like that. It's just a good cornbread dressing, and it is so delicious. And about 10 or 12 years ago, I finally asked my dad, because it was his mother that made it, asked my dad for that recipe. And so I make that every year since then because, you know, I'm 1,500 miles from home, so those little things remind me of home and keep me grounded like that, you know, little reminders. So the dressing and pumpkin pie are my two things.
Okay. Momo B, baby, what's your favorite
dish
for Thanksgiving?
Yes, thank you for telling me. My favorite dish for Thanksgiving ever since I was like in 11th grade was ham with sweet potato pie slash some vodka. Like when I was a junior in high school, that's when I first started drinking. Like they really gave me drinks at Thanksgiving.
Vodka?
Yes, vodka. They give me drinks because they thought, oh, just have a little bit. What they kind of realized is when they poured a little bit, I pushed the cup to the side, grabbed the bottle, and went downstairs. That's what I did. So by the end of the night, I was full with hands, sweet potato pie, and vodka. Trying to walk up the basement stairs, twisting. That was not one of my good suits because I would always fall down the stairs. One day, I'm going to tell you the truth. One day, for real. I'm not going to tell you the details, but one Christmas, I think it was Christmas, actually, not even Thanksgiving, but whatever the hell they was, there was the police called to the house. I don't know what was going on. You know I do, but I'm not going to say. There was a rumble in the jungle. And when the police got there, when the police got there to the house where they were called to, I made it up the stairs from the basement. I was like 16, 17 years old at this time. I stumbled in the middle of the midst of the action. The police was right there looking at me, and I said, "Hey, everybody!" Everybody looked at me, like everybody, like even the people who called the police, the people who was in trouble, the people who was abused. Everybody looked at me like, what? Like, they were all in shock, like, get your butt back down in the basement. Everybody looked at me, and I was like, ooh. And the police said, what's wrong with her? I was like, hey, everybody. And they were shook, like, oh, my God, everybody going to jail now. Not just whoever the perpetrator was. We all going to jail for this one. But the good thing is, after I said, hey, everybody, I passed out. So, she's tired. She's sleeping. Right after I said it, I passed out. So what they did was drag me to the couch, and the police thought nothing more of me because I was, okay, she's sleeping. Because I keep talking crap all night, like, oh, she's slurring her speech. None of that. They just thought, oh, she's sleeping.
She's ever since.
She just woke up, fell asleep, passed out. Okay, where we go? So, but that was funny because everybody always reminded me, like, Kayla Hussein, now when the police come, they make sure before they open the door that my mouth is sealed up tight in some corner somewhere. I ain't going to bust through no doors.
Heard what you said right here. Every time the police come, I got to be in my best behavior. All right, real quick.
Yes, everybody.
What's your favorite dish, sweetie? What's your favorite dish, Rich Sister? You're probably eating it right about now, but give it to us.
What else but mac and cheese?
She look giddy tonight. No mac and cheese. Let me talk about no booty tonight. It's something kind of frisky tonight. Oh, all
right. So how you been drinking? Or you thought it was St. Clinton? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I think St. Clinton is,
I just need you to go somewhere and get some mac cheese for once.
Okay, hey, look, I'm down for whatever.
Are you partaking of the holy wine tonight? Because you don't sound like yourself. I don't believe that you're
different. She sounds kind of different.
You should have heard what you said earlier before you got here.
You, and it ain't the Holy Ghost.
You didn't hear what she said earlier.
Whatever.
Yeah, here's the thing, too, Miss Elliott.
Did she just whatever us? Did she whatever us?
Yeah, she did.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be a fun field night.
You said only 10 words, right? Well, let me make up for that.
The speech is kind of slurry, too. Look at her. Yeah, all right, okay. All right. Some telling me there's going to be another damn video posted on Facebook. Maybe I can Tina. Our Sunday share would be videos tonight. All right, look, 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Dan at the J. Ryle Show sent you. Let me tell you, they have rubs now for their meat. It is a great, it tastes real good, folks. I'm telling you, Denny Dan and what the Ribs on is doing is off the chain. All right, we're going to step out, get a weather update. The old school Get Hype song. I want to test people's musical knowledge tonight. We'll see if you probably heard it, but we'll see. That's coming up next. Plus, the
if it was anything worth hearing, I'm going to know it.
Well, we'll know if you start singing, and you're coming in loud and clear. Maybe we should call her all the time.
You really are. You got that thing up your other set of lips because
you're really loud.
Oh, she sounds clear. All right,
we gotta go to break
out.
Now. This will go on for 10 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Be loud.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hey there, everyone. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau. Cold air sweeping across the lakes on Thursday. Lake-enhanced snowfall, lower Michigan, upstate New York, into parts of northwest Pennsylvania. Highs only in the 30s in Chicagoland for Thanksgiving. Close to 50 in Atlanta, 60s in Florida, and we're in the 60s and 70s across the west, 50s, though, in the Pacific Northwest. Heading to the mall on Friday, busiest shopping day of the year, some light snow central New York, back into southwest New York. Dry elsewhere, very quiet once we get the storm system out of the way. 73 in Orlando on Friday for the busiest shopping day of the year. And across Michigan Avenue, Chicagoland, you're looking at 34 on Friday. 32 in Minneapolis, mid-50s in Denver, 72 in Phoenix, 37 with sunshine in New York. And how about that weekend? Last day of November on Saturday, looking at mostly sunny skies across a lot of the country, but it is going to be a little bit wintry in the west here. Could be some rain around Seattle and some high-elevation snows across Washington, Oregon. 50 for the high in the Emerald City. Cold still in Chicagoland, 41, upper 70s in Orlando. Boston, New York, we're talking highs in the mid-30s. With partly to mostly sunny skies.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Over.
got my 40, homie?
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this sofa occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Is the caller number 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show, and I'm glad my right-hand man figured out that I couldn't get in. That's about damn time. You didn't even do it. I did it. What the hell are you doing, Miss Elias?
I did it too. Stop, because it must have been unmuted. Shut up.
Okay, whatever. All right, so Miss Elias is in the house. That's who that is. Miss Elias is here. What's up, big boy?
Like a bacon and egg sandwich, a woman look good. Like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Ah! Momo Beezy is easy in the Fabrizi Heezy. What's that, girl?
Over and over. That's what you need to be.
The Grammy won it out, baby.
You know, I haven't heard that song in over 20 years, but for real. That one, it took me a minute. I was like, what? What? Wait a minute. No, it can't be. It can't be, but it's true. It's true. I love it.
I keep it going here.
The show. You should rewind that one right now. For real, though. You laughing. I'm for real. Like, I haven't heard that one in a minute. And I appreciate you for that right there.
Do you appreciate me?
Boom.
Yes, okay, give me a little tongue then if you appreciate me. You give me a little tongue if you appreciate me, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, well, you don't want the damn song to come back on there. You don't want the can't give me no damn sugar. Come on,
I don't know what's supposed to do that.
Yeah, ooh, there you go, baby. There you go. Wet my whistle. Yeah. Oh, man. Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, girl. Happy early Thanksgiving, baby.
Thank you, thank you. I will be, while I'm still on this air, giving you food by food play. We are 9 minutes in the overtime.
What?
Still waiting.
She's in, like, radio mode tonight, finally.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Rich Sister. What love got to do with it? Go with it, sister.
What love but a second-hand emotion?
And of course, sitting in tonight on Thanksgiving Eve, our colleague from Saturday, Big E's in the house. What's up, man?
I love turkey and black people.
Oh, shoot.
Turkey and black people. Yeah. We can smell it. We can smell all the good cooking going on. Turn us up.
Slap it. Slap it.
And let me tell you something. I am still laughing from Momo B talking to herself for 5 minutes last Saturday after I hung up. Did you listen to that show?
No. It was
because we talked in the after show for a bit, had a good conversation, and then I made a joke and said, thank you, good night, I'll be here all week, hung up. She continued, because I downloaded it and listened to it, is exactly, she talked for 5 more minutes with nobody else on the phone. Said the whole time, I'm not going to be like Princess Odelia and just go on and on.
That's
the heifer went on for 4.5 more minutes.
No. 5 minutes compared
she was talking to the people. She was talking to the people.
5 minutes compared to Princess Jerky ain't no big deal. And second of all, I knew you hung up. I was just doing it just to do it.
I know. You just wanted to hear the sound of your own voice. So that's what you did.
Because I could hear myself. I was just talking. Ain't no echo in my ear, boy. Ain't no echo in my ear.
I'm just saying you were talking to yourself for 5 minutes.
Called you tonight and told you she don't make it.
No, man, she was texting the hell out of me earlier today, too. Yeah, no, I ain't heard nothing from that heifer.
Okay.
So your little speech.
Yeah.
Your little speech.
Oh, tonight is her night. Where is she?
Hey. Your speech didn't work, homie.
I own it.
All right, okay. Well, what the hell with her? All right, so look. All right, folks, look. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys be safe over the holiday weekend. You know, we don't want people to tragically lose their lives by being irresponsible during the holidays. So please be careful while you're out and about doing your thing. If you're at home cooking turkey, then just turn us up. We'll make you laugh, I promise you. I remember back in 2010 when we did our Thanksgiving Eve show, we had an old dude call in, man. They were all listening. The family was there. We had a radio host call and said, oh, my daddy's 85 years old, and he's laughing his ass off. Y'all crazy. So look, we want you guys to hang out with us tonight. Get the turkey going, and we're going to have a good time tonight right here on the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the call number. Let's get into it. The question of the day. The question of the day is one of those kind of quirky questions of the day. And the question is, could you be friends with you? Could you be best friends with your black ass? You know the ins and outs. You know what you're good at and what you ain't good at. So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QD, the question of the day. Call us and tell us, can you be friends with your damn self? And so, Mr. Elliott, you know how we get down.
Ain't everybody black?
Brother, can you be friends with you? Can you be friends with you, Mr. Elliott?
Hell yeah, I could be friends with me. Most definitely.
Really?
I'm a great friend, man.
Well, that's one.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
A great friend?
Yes. I'm a
Are you
great
sure you can be
friend.
A great friend?
I'm not a half-tail friend. I'm a great friend. I'm a loyal friend. I'm the type of guy, if you call me in the middle of the night, you say, man, I need you. I'm going to be there. That's just me. So, what the hell was that?
I have no idea.
Well, like, we got some Michael
Boogie
and
the boy is going to whack, too.
You
got the boy, man. Give us some background music, man. I can't even. I don't know what's wrong with this damn thing. So anyway, so you're saying that you could be friends with you. That if you met a brother that was just like your ass, you could be friends with that brother.
Oh, wow. I could, man. I know I could.
Hey, I guess. I mean, hey, if you feel that way.
Great friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the guys I've been friends with years, I can't get rid of y'all ass. Hint. I've been trying to get rid of y'all for years, and I have not been able to do it yet. Somebody should
Hey, man, so why are you since we don't have background music, you're going to hum it for us? That's great. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get rid of some of y'all for years.
Why are you humming, though? I mean, is it a zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-egg type moment? Why are you humming?
My party froze up, too. Hell.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know what it is. That's all right. We'll keep it moving. All right, so look here. Rich Sister, could you be friends with yourself?
Mm-mm.
She said, huh? No. You could?
Mm-hmm. Aqua Boogie.
Oh, we can't even. Never learn to swim. So you can be friends with yourself. Think about what you're asking. Think it's you. You can be friends with you. See, I think people are saying this because they're thinking, oh, I'm a great person. Why wouldn't people want to be friends with me? Think about this is you. Okay, you. You can be friends with yourself, basically, with no problem, no questions asked. Did we lose everybody? What the hell's going on? Don't everybody speak the same time?
I'm listening.
You said Rich Sister, so everybody else was quiet.
That's a first. Thank you. Mm. All right, so, yes, Rich Sister.
Well, damn. What the hell is going on?
Can you hear me?
No.
We
can't even play
Aqua
Boogie.
I know what
you
said,
but
my thing
is Aqua Boogie, baby.
Yeah.
I hate water. Put me
out of
here. Shut up. Where's the music? I
want to
hear the music tonight. I'm ready.
Can you
hear me now?
We can't. We're having technical difficulties. Jeez. But while we figure this out, we'll just continue to move on. All right, so look, bottom line is, help. Let me go to help here. Let me see, can I get somebody to come in for us? Huh? We can't mute her. But listen, anyway, going
but
back to
curse.
No, I didn't curse. I'm not like you. I don't do stuff like that. Oh, there it is. See, I like that somebody is improvising. I love it. See, think outside of the box. Jesus Christ. All right, so anyway, so let's get back to it. All right, so you can be friends with yourself.
I don't know what
All right, Ernest, let me ask you a question, dude.
Yes.
Can you be friends with someone like your ass?
Listen, I was friendly with myself about 3:30 this afternoon. What you talking about, big man?
Oh, my Lord have mercy, Jesus.
I came on this show, and I came before the show. But anyway.
Oh, you wash your damn hands, you nasty bastard.
You know, I have,
anyway,
I've
yes.
Actually, yeah, I, both my hands are free right now, for now.
Oh,
but
God, yeah.
I thought about this question today, and you know, I'm talkative on the radio, and I can yuck it up with anybody or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm off air and I'm just doing my thing, I'm not that big of a. Sometimes I feel like I'm not that social. I'm not antisocial. I'm not against going out and stuff. I just feel like I'm a little non-social. So to have to be friends with someone who doesn't always want to be around people, I'm not sure for that reason that I could. Otherwise, I am fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm just quiet and to myself a lot of times. So, you know, I'm introspective a lot of times. You know, I paint and write. I'm in my head a lot. So, you know, when you're around somebody like that, they're not talking a whole lot. So I don't know if I could just hang with somebody like me.
I have to go out.
If I went out, I'm fun when I go out. I'd go out with myself.
And see, and what you did was, that's exactly the type of self-perspective that we were looking for with the QOD. Really think about you as a person, because sometimes people may say, well, of course I can be friends with myself. I'm a great person. But then when you really start thinking about
wrong. Don't appreciate what Ernest said, because I have something for his ass. Ernest is the type of person who, if he was to see somebody himself out there walking along the streets, he would talk to them, yes. Oh, yeah, you're a pop person. Hi, how you doing? But Ernest is the type of person, little talk, that he talks a lot, too. But if you are talking like he is, he doesn't want to hear everything you got to say.
I hang up on her flappity jaw ass after 3 hours. That's why she's saying that. You got to cut a brother some slack sometimes.
No,
you can't listen to your yak for three straight hours after a three-hour show. That's why I'm hung up on you.
Ernest talks just as much as I do.
I mean, I got to try to get a word in.
Thank you. If you talk more than he does, he gets offended.
That's untrue.
No, he does. And he finds fault in what you're talking about. Like, you talk too much. Just like how you say, I always talk too much. But if I can sit back and let him talk, I'm not trying to say I don't, but Ernest talks too. He talks a lot too.
No, I'm not saying I don't talk a lot. Believe me, I have the gift of gab.
Yes,
I recognize that. If I didn't, I wouldn't be in radio.
My point is, when somebody talks more than you, that's when you got a problem. It is. That's what I'm saying, and I'm be quiet.
But Ernest just said,
I think Momo B feels a little bit of competition, so she's trying to deter from the fact that she's a jabberjaw by pointing fingers at this white dude.
No, I like people who talk.
Don't take it there. I'm just saying.
I like people who talk as much as me, but Ernest does not. That's what
I
say.
All right. Well, the silence. What I am saying is,
The bottom line is,
Ernest has said that he's not sure he could be friends with himself. And what I was saying, as far as I like the way he did, because he really broke it down and thought about this, could I be friends with someone like me?
No, he cannot. Okay, fine. It ain't got nothing to do with the talking.
It actually has to do with the lack of talking. Because, like I said,
I'm
a writer. I write a lot. I run blogs. I paint. I'm in my head a lot. When I'm on the phone with Momo or something, of course I make a phone call to talk. But at home, my roommate's upstairs, I'm downstairs. I'm not down here carrying on a conversation with myself like you did last Saturday. I'm doing things in my... I'm I'm in my head with things. So if I had me here, we would probably just sit here and both do our own thing and never hardly talk to each other unless we went out somewhere.
Okay.
I have moments of gab, but then there's times when I can't get near the phone. I don't want to talk to anybody. Don't email me. I'm not communicating right now. I have those moments. I think anybody does, though. Jay does. Ms. Nah. Elias does. Everybody does at some point.
Even if I'm
in that mode, if my friend calls and tells me I need you, dude, no matter where you're at in the world, I'm coming for you. That's just the kind of friend I am.
Ms. Elias, unless your friend asks you, do you know if my man's cheating? Then you're gonna hang her out to dry.
Here we go
so
again
you need
with
be
that.
Quiet too. I remember everything
Come
she
on.
Say, and you're not gonna be my friend if you can't tell me the truth of what I asked you. If my man cheating, you out with him every Friday night.
If you need
if he's running with
if
other
you
girls,
need
and you're like, nah,
I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be there.
I don't know
if you're my friend,
that.
You need to. You're never gonna get a word in. Left.
I don't care about that.
I
don't know if my man is cheating. If my man is cheating.
You gotta mute her.
You're not going to tell me, yes, he is. You're not going to do that. You ain't said that.
That's, hey, look.
That's it.
I'm going to be there for my friend, though, regardless of what you say, Momo. But you can tell me whatever you want to, but I know how
I'm
my friendship
friend,
is.
Boo. I'm your friend.
I'm just saying,
you
boo,
said,
I know how my friend.
You
can't tell me how I am, Momo.
I'm not gonna
listen to that.
Mr. Elias,
I know how I am.
I'm your friend.
Okay.
I'm your friend.
She does kind of have a point, though, Mr. Elias, though.
You
I mean, you,
tell
if you,
me
if
you
are, well, here.
Many times.
Okay.
Now,
oh, my God.
I'm not doing
okay,
that.
We know.
Okay, I'm quiet.
Thank you. She has a point, Mr. Elias, and her point is that if you're a true friend, then why wouldn't you tell your friend if they made is cheating on them, homeboy?
He
has a point.
He's not stepping in that. He said it. He ain't doing it. He might have.
Okay, that's my point. That's my feelings. But as far as a friend, I'm going to be there for you. Whatever.
How you being there for him? You're not telling him what's going on.
Because that ain't my business to tell. That ain't my place or my business to
tell.
That's
what he said.
You
said. I'm
telling
what he said. So you're not going
to
tell me beforehand, before I get my heart broken, but you're going to be right there when I get my heart broken and fall into your arms.
That's funny.
You sound crazy. You sound crazy.
Now, let me ask you a question. No, you sound crazy because if I tell
you,
let's stop your heart from being broken. Let's stop your heart from being broken if I tell you. Let me ask you that. Then what
yes,
the hell is different
was,
with the bank?
It was because as long as I can get the upper hand, slice, dice, and cut before,
okay,
then I'm good.
Look,
I'm the same.
You're already in that situation. Look, we got Walter in the house. Let's go get out of this.
Oh, hell, oh, stop the damn presses. Stop the damn presses. Light ski!
Dog.
Oh, damn. Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, darkness.
Look at man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, light-skinned man. What you cooking tonight?
I'm going to tell you, I ain't cooking nothing. You know, I only eat the dark meat.
Oh, damn. And I only
eat
the light meat. See, that's why we down like four flat times, baby. You like dark meat, I like light meat, baby.
Because y'all eat each other. That's why y'all down.
Hey, shut your ass. Everybody talking to you. All
right, so. hold on. 35,433.
35,435.
Somebody
eat
somebody.
Yes.
Hey. Booty.
Keep
it coming.
Booty.
Yeah, so
you like
that, don't you? Hey, J. King. Happy Thanksgiving to you, boo.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I just came back. I was in Sacramento with my girl. So now, because those Marty pants here, I should have went to Sacramento later and been in there and being there for Thanksgiving. But I left too early, and I had to come back home, deal with some work, deal with some bills, deal with some stuff. Now I'm at Turkey Day by myself, so. They feed the homeless right down the street from me, so I'm going to go there.
Are you going to be a server or a receiver?
What are you going down there for? You going to serve or eat?
I'm just asking.
I'm going to be the homeless.
Oh,
man, you taking on food out of those people's mouths, man. I know you talking crazy.
Hey, look, I don't want to cook. They got the homeless thing going on down there.
Light-skinned.
I've been homeless before. I know what it's like.
Light skin, I know you're joking, right?
What year was that? What are you
talking
about?
You got to be joking. He's joking. Oh, ain't no damn way. Ain't no damn way he gonna take his ass out and do that.
That
I know
story.
He's joking.
Hey, I'm going online to look at the menu. If I like the menu, you might see me on TV tomorrow.
Oh man, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Oh, light skin, you know you need to stop.
Jay, we gotta call. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
We do.
Hello, caller. Your name and what's your name and where you from? Hello, caller. Your name and where you from? Okay, she hung up. Never mind.
Okay.
We're clown her ass, but go ahead.
I can hear it coming already. Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on.
All right, three. Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Where's she? Okay. Caller, you call her from Detroit, your name and your and what you got to say?
I've been in the kitchen and I was preparing dinner. I've got to take some dinner to someone, and I swear to you.
Okay, let's go ahead on. Let's rob a red wine. Let's do that. She's in the mute line.
Whose
kitchen is she in? Is she at a friend's house? Because we know
it's
her.
It's holidays, baby. It's a holiday.
Sister's in the kitchen, too. Really, Rich sister was in the kitchen too, but she called in.
Rich sister wasn't cooking. You know,
she
was
fixing
a plate.
That's what she was doing.
Yeah, that's a damn show.
You say?
I didn't say that about you. I'm sorry. All right, look, 347-851-1272. Light skin is in the house. I am so happy. Everyone's in the house. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Every year, folks, we have this. Hope you guys are cooking. Make sure you be careful while you're cooking. We don't want any grease fires tearing up nobody's damn house. And, of course, we love being in your kitchen and spreading joy. We'll keep you awake until bottom of the hour. Yes, sir.
When are you and Mr. Elias coming out to see me?
Mr. Elias, let's put it together right now. When are we coming?
So
when are we going, Mr. Elias?
I'm so tired of the threats. I'm so tired of the love.
When are we going, Mr. Elias? It's on you, dog. When are we going?
Hey, whenever Jay King is not working like he's working, man, give me a date and we'll be there, brother. All you got to do is tell me a date and we'll make it happen.
All you got to do is tell me we showing up, Jay, and I'm a clear the schedule. Remember how Refrigerator Perry used to come through the middle of the line when he used to walk the face?
Yeah, we remember that.
And he used to clear it out. I'm going to clear it out like the refrigerator for y'all.
All right, well, hey, Mr. Elias, you tell me. All I need, man, is about a week and a half advance, dog, and I'm in. So all you have to do is let me know. So, Mr. Elias?
It's got to be after the first of the year. It's got to be after the first of the year for the house. I'm and I love L.A.
First of the year.
Can I say something to Mr. Elias?
No, you can't say nothing because you're late. Number one, you're late. And I told you already you used up most of your words this morning on King in the Morning.
Oh, gosh. She did all she
did. She did a rapid fire, 25 million words in 2 minutes.
I haven't been late in so long. I just...
Your mic's on. All right. Okay, thank you very much.
Hold on.
All right, yeah.
Dr. Dick, you were late. Less than a month ago. Stop it. Because I went off on you a month ago. Now I'm back at
it.
He sure did.
He ain't lying. All right, look. All right. We're going to step out, Miss Elias. We need to step out. We need to take a quick break. Coming back on the other side, we're going to find out what's happening, right, on the J. King Network, the music business, the way I see it. It's a Thanksgiving Eve edition. Everybody's in the house. Don't go nowhere, folks. We'll be right back.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Here's an alert from Flint, Michigan. The man police called a person of interest after a 19-year-old woman went missing, walked into a Flint police department to talk to officers. Flint police said the man came to the station on Wednesday, November 20th, and turned himself in on an unrelated warrant. He was being held in Flint City lockup. Police recently released sketches of a man who they believe was the last person seen with Alana Hill on November 2nd at around 3:30 a.m. in the drive-thru of a McDonald's restaurant at Dork Highway and Lapeer Road. Hill and a man were seen in a white 2001 to 2008 four-door Buick Century or Regal with a sunroof and paper license plate in the back window. Police describe Hill as 5 feet 11 inches tall, around 250 pounds. She has a tattoo of a black flower on her left hand between her thumb and her forefinger. Flint police said at this time it is unclear if foul play has taken place. Hill's mother, Letitia Hill, said her daughter was a runaway from home before and she has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Anyone with information is asked to call Flint Police Officer Al Williams at 810-237-6821. Once again, that number is 810-237-6821. And ask for Flint Police Officer Al Williams. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We pray for her family during this holiday season. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is give us a call right now. 347-850-1272 is the calling number, 347-850-1272. You can leave the information with whoever answers the phone, or if you're listening to this in rewind mode, just go to Facebook and go to the TGRS Radio Network page, leave the information there, or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, J Ryle, on Facebook, or you can send the show an email at the JRyleShowAtLive.com. That's the JRyleShowAtLive.com. We pray for all people missing, especially during the holidays, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm J Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Have a safe holiday.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost.
Missing. Or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area.
Or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day!
Hump day!
Woo-hoo! 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show, hanging out with the very best in the biz as always. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, boy? What you dog? What you dog? Mama BZ and the Easy and Grammy winner. What's up, baby?
Yes, I'm tasting. Gotta sample everything.
Yeah, good. That's what Campbell's soup is. Good. Dr. Princess Ardenia is in the house finally. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Wait a minute.
Say hello.
She's a guest. She's
hello.
Guest.
Hello.
Oh, she's a guest.
She's a guest.
Okay, all right. So you're a guest. Okay, we'll do it later. All right. Rich sister is gone to eat some good old vittles. Ernest is hanging out with us on a Wednesday. What's up, Ern?
Oh, wow.
What's up? How you doing?
Hi.
And of course,
hello.
I'm bowed down. Nice kid is in the house. What's up, Big Daddy?
Hi. It ain't easy being light skeezy.
Mr.
should say, right. King. That's what we
coming
should
up,
say. We should say, King.
At the top
King.
Of the hour.
Talking. You're talking Excuse stuff me. And you're coming in late. She's on. I'm on about it.
I know. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is the Music Business the Way I See It, Thanksgiving Eve edition. Light Skin, what you talking about tonight, Dow?
Well, I am talking about that, you know, R&B music. Is R&B music being taken over by white artists? You know, and if so, is it because black artists are abandoning R&B music the same way black artists started abandoning the blues? So, you know, people are upset about Justin Timberlake winning the, you know, the American Music Awards, you know, Best Male R&B Singer. But I say, you know, who was better than Justin Timberlake? Who made a better R&B record? Show me the guy that made a better R&B record than Justin Timberlake. And you know, and you know, the American Music Awards are based on sales and, you know, popularity and everything else. So it's not just who can sing better. It's, you know, it's a culmination of things. You know, Chris Brown ain't making good R&B music. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't call his music R&B. Neither is, you know, Usher's not making good R&B music, and I wouldn't call his music R&B. So who's making good R&B music? You know, well, Justin Timberlake made a great album. And that song, Pusher, is banging. You know, but the whole album was great. So we're going to have a discussion tonight and talk about, you know, what are we doing? Why are we abandoning this art form like we always abandon art forms that we create? And it's going to, you know, so some people are going to get heated. I like it like that.
Good. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. It's coming up top of the hour. Be hanging out with us. I tell you what, we have a very nice, mellow listen aloud tonight. It's going to, you know, listen, the music will be warming to the heart. And the reason why, you know, I got a message, and matter of fact, it's a person I know, and they're going through a tough time right about now during the holidays. So, you know, I wanted to put together a mix tonight that would make them feel, the music has, you know, listen to the lyrics to the song tonight. And so it's really dedicated to this special young lady. But, you know, but I want everyone to listen to the lyrics. So if you're hanging out with us tonight, that's coming up in the Listen Aloud. So it's going to be some nice, smooth, you know, music that really sends a message. So that should be good tonight. All right? So to kill me, the question of the day, we're asking you, could you be friends with you? Knowing who you are, knowing what you're all about, could you be friends with you? Mr. Elias says, hell yeah, I can be friends with myself. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Ernest gave us a more, I would say, I'm not going to say it's a better assessment, but he really kind of looked at his flaws and said, okay, I'm not really sure if I can be friends with me because, you know, whatever. Momo B, we didn't ask you yet, so Momo B, let me ask you, could you be friends with you?
But of course.
Okay.
Okay, I had to pause on that one because I dare anybody to say that I'm not a good friend. And I'm sure none of you on the line can say I'm not. So, I can proceed.
Why are you banging on people?
What?
Why are you banging?
What?
Yeah.
Why are you banging? You banging before anybody say anything.
I'm just saying. I just paused because I want to know that who got something to say, because everybody on this network got something to say. Time is full, you know, brief time. But yes, I do. I love me. And I wish, I pray, I always wanted somebody that could be like me. Because what I am, in case you don't know, is I'm loyal. I will stand up and fight for anybody that's cool with me. It don't matter if you're wrong, you'll be wrong. You'll be dead wrong. Whatever you're talking about, why the person approached you, ready to fight you, it don't matter if you're right or wrong. I'm there for you because you my friend. That's what I'm doing. Afterwards, I'm like, yo, you know you shouldn't have did that. You know, that was really wrong. But I'm going to talk to you afterwards. But right there on the spot, I'm not going to let you get beat up. A lot of people will let their friend get beat up because I don't know what you're saying. I don't know why.
Why
it's got to
be about violence all the time?
She should just be quiet. She's always talking to somebody who's bigger than her. I'm not like that. If we together, we out on the town, and something happens to you, it's happening to me. I'm down with you. That's it. afterwards, we could talk about what you did and why.
Yeah, but the question was,
or whatever.
No,
the question was, I know the question. The question is, can I be a friend with somebody that can? Yes, I can, because I stand up for people. A lot of people do not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I would gladly be my friend. I need that.
Okay.
I need
okay.
that. I
like
people who like me.
And if you don't
want
to be friends with you, you're going to beat your ass until you do. Damn.
Really?
That girl.
I can be friends with myself.
Nobody's questioning you, baby. Okay?
He's about to lie low. I'm just saying that for real. I am the true person of who I want others to be. I wish there was more like me in the world, because we would all be a part of the same crew. That's what I'm saying. And we would terrorize the whole
It's always got to be about violence with you.
Terrorizing the radio show.
It's always got to be about violence. I'd be down with me. Hell yeah, we can go get some guns and we can do this thing. I would be best friends with me. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
We can
run
some motherfuckers over on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
give them a chance.
Yeah, what the hell? Wow. Thank you, Momo B. Woo. Wow.
You're quite
okay.
Welcome.
All right, light skin, man. Could you be friends?
An SUV, if we gonna get things done.
Could you be friends with yourself, light skin? A brother that's just like you, man.
Yeah, because I know it's gonna be 100. It ain't gonna be.
You see?
It ain't gonna be 99. It's gonna be 100.
Go ahead.
Because I crack myself up right now. Sometimes I'm in the room by myself and I'm just keeing and high. Just think if it was two of me, four. We'd have stomach muscles just because we'd be laughing all the time. And if somebody got out of line, we'd be all over them like two spider monkeys.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right, brother. Hey, listen. See, he said the same thing, Mumble B.
See, why are you not coming here to be in violence?
Well, because he's done
all
now.
Two people like spider monkeys.
But
I didn't start beating myself up. I didn't start threatening you. You started threatening yourself. You got mad at you.
Yeah, I'll be down with myself. And I'm going to tell you something. If I can't be down with all right, baby. Here's some tumbling around. What you doing? I'm kicking myself's ass. All right, baby. Hi, girl. I got you. All right, so Dr. Prince is, oh, boy, here we go. I can't wait to get this one. Dr. Prince,
here we go.
Could you be friends with you?
Let's get a drink while this is going on.
Yeah, I know, right? Could you be friends with you, Dr. Prince's audition?
Absolutely.
My metaphysical side says that I can.
Absolutely. But I am going to, can I just tell you, first of all, I often ask the question. Seriously.
Of course.
I wish that people were, they were like me. Honestly, I really did.
What, late, live on time.
Rude, inconsiderate, unprofessional.
Anyway,
you would never be able to talk. Mm-hmm. There'll be too many words floating at the same time. No.
Because people, you know what? People love me as a friend. They love me as a friend. And I do love myself.
I will tell you this, though.
Now, listen. I will tell you. Well, listen, honey. Are you even here? This is not your evening. I'm not talking
to
you.
Why even acknowledge
the black out of your voice?
You fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
He said,
you know,
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Did you all see? You've turned everybody into a Dr. Princess already, and it didn't even sound right. So, no, you can't be friends.
I have an opportunity answer the question myself.
Everybody was, that's what I said, you just turned everybody into a Dr. Princess. Everybody was talking at the same time, and it just sounded like a bunch of Dr. Princesses, and nobody can hear anybody.
That's what I'm saying. And do you see what I'm saying? Can I have some love here? Hello? So anyway,
answer the question.
Just imagine it.
I think everyone should be muted so that I can have the proper respect of answering the damn question.
You can mute it. It still doesn't mean we're going to respect you, but go ahead.
Hold up. I think you should get your ass here on time. I think you should get your ass here on time so we can give you a proper respect.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
The mayor has spoken.
Ooh.
Oh.
Has
spoken,
y'all.
Shut the sister out on the air, and put your little 2 cents in something. Let me tell you something, darling, okay?
She didn't call you little.
She hit her in the eye at the same time.
This person has been muted.
Heifer.
Mr. Elias is not in a damn festive mood right about now. That choking ass. That's choking ass.
First of all, she come late. She a princess. She's a princess come lately. That's number one.
The shelter open late tonight.
She's a princess come lately. And then, dark skin, you got to think about it. You guys all turned into Dr. Princesses for a minute, and I couldn't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys were all princessed out.
All princessed
out. Thank you so much. Okay, can I say something, please? Okay,
can you answer the question?
I would love to answer the question. Thank you very much.
Just answer it,
first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you. What I would love to say is that I will do it because of my lifestyle. I'm going to get a larger one. Because of my lifestyle, whoever is my friend, they're usually the ones who have their own life and they're busy too. So they don't take it personal when I don't call you for, a month. I'm not the type of friend to call you every day. I'm the type of person.
I'm the type of person that'll pull up in your driveway.
No, I'm not at all.
I'm
on the radio. Sorry about that. Thank you so much.
I'm the type of person that carries conversations on while I'm on the air. Very professional. Thank you very much, Dr. Prince. Love that. Oh, God. Yeah, hit her or not, Mr. Elliott. Let's get her out of here. All right, so to kill you the question of the day, we're asking you guys, could you be friends with yourself? Let me be honest with my answer. I don't know if I can be friends with myself, because let me tell you the reason why.
I'm trying to get rid of your ass 20 years.
Shut up. So anyway, here's the deal.
We already know the reason why.
Thank you very much.
You're a big fat bastard, that's why. But go ahead.
Thank you very much.
No, because you love yourself so much, but you don't love nobody else.
Thank you very much.
Nobody else.
Almost turned into Dr. Phil tonight, Jay.
Thank you very much.
I analyze each and every one of y'all for the effort. I got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's hear his answer.
All right.
Oh, you guys, sir. I just want to give you the opportunity to say, throw all your jokes in. Just throw them all in. Okay, thank you. Are you guys done? I just want to make sure you guys got a lot to win.
We're done.
Thank you. All right. So now, like I said, the reason why I don't think I could be friends with myself, because to me, every friend brings something unique to the party, right? I mean, look at Momo B. Momo B is my criminal matter friend. I want to break the law. I hang out with Momo B. You know what I'm saying? I look at Light Skin bring music and knowledge to the party. Listen. Hey, look, that's what I'm talking about. That's my boy. I like it. Ernest brings himself to the party. See, and I like Ernest about that. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Elias, same thing.
You're being a little hateful.
I am. But what I'm saying is that I don't know if I can hang out with a person.
I didn't hear what you said, what Mr. Elias brings to the party.
He just, Mr. Elias brings himself to the party.
Mr. Elias is bringing booty to the party. That's what Mr. Elias is bringing.
Booty, yeah.
What did he bring to the party, Lightskin?
Mr. Elias brings everything to the party. He makes sure the party happens. He makes the party pop. He's a party popper.
Yeah. I would agree with that for sure.
Mr. Elias is that common influence.
Jay, what you bring into the party? What's the conflict?
Oh, me?
I'll be more than happy to answer the question. Thank you. So like I said before, Mr. Elias is that common voice. If I get to the point where I'm about to do something stupid, you're like, hey, man, calm down. So I don't know if I could deal with another personality just like mine. I just don't know that. Well, if you let me finish, shut your damn mouth. Maybe I can answer the damn question. Hello.
See, you get an opportunity to answer the question.
Tell him again.
That's why.
The princess comes lately.
Who is that?
Thank you. God bless you all. Good night. Okay, so look. So that's the reason why I say that I could be... I think that I would be an associate of myself. I'm not a person that I would hang out with all the time because I'm too much like me. I don't need that person. It's like the yin and yang effect, Ms. Eliab. You know what I'm saying?
You're not saying
you know what?
Now I understand what you're saying.
Now, hold on then. Hold on, Dark, since you just made me think. I don't know if I could be friends with me. I'm a little too bold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's only room for one of me.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I got to rethink that. Call into Kings in the Morning tomorrow, Darkness. I got to think about this. I got to get this a whole thought process.
I can't
do this on this show. Yeah, you asking me to do something that on this show. Now, I'm digging deep on this. We'll be in jail.
Yeah. I need someone to balance out the act.
That's not what you're saying. You didn't say nothing. You just said, I don't know if I can.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what I'm saying.
I just said the yin and yang. Do you not know what that means?
English.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Jesus, let's all pray together. I need a balance, Momo B. I don't need someone just like me. That's just too much. I need someone that's going to be the opposite of me. I'm sorry?
Who just tuned in for the first time, they don't know you. Who are you?
Yes.
What are you hiding from?
I'm not hiding from anything.
There's nothing to hide from.
I'm just saying that for me.
You dislike?
I can't. No, it's not. I don't dislike myself. I can't. Listen. This is what a friend does for me.
Right.
Friends are varieties. Friends play a certain role in my life. And they add a certain thing to what I do. They make me a whole person.
You wouldn't be every friend. You just said, can you be friends? Like, you didn't say, will I be every friend?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, though.
Know.
That's what I'm saying, Light Skin. Can I be friends with me? Can I be very good friends with me? I can like me, but I don't know if I would say I could be a very good friend because I just know how I am.
Why not? I don't know why not.
Because, you know, because, Momo B, listen,
you
know, Light Skin said it the best. I'm bossy as hell.
I want to know who you said.
Oh, my goodness.
What you got to say.
What the hell is wrong with you? Calm down.
I just want to hear it.
I'm trying to tell you. Jeez.
Go ahead.
So here's the deal. Like Light Skin said, and he's right. You know, I'm too bossy. I'm bossy. I'm bossy as hell. When you see me in business meetings, I am a asshole. And I'm like, nah, I can't roll with that because me, I'll be ready to fight me in a meeting. I would be.
But you,
I'm just being
you
honest.
In a business meeting, it has to be different than you on street. For
no,
you
what
you're
saying is this. No, he's got to play the battle beat all the time.
No,
hate the battle beat.
No. I think this is what I'm thinking. And now you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh God, please. Yeah, what would you tell us?
Totally different. I think you are different in business meetings than you are.
But he would be the same person in the business meeting.
You would not
be with him in the business meeting. Be
oh
two
my
God. Oh. It wouldn't be
oh.
him.
Okay,
hold
up. Hold up. Wait a
minute. Can I say
my friend? Friends and business are two different things. All I want to know, Jay, for real, is why wouldn't you want to be a friend? I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about a friend really sitting home kicking it. Why don't you want to be a friend?
I get it, Doc. I'm gonna tell you something, Darkness. This was a
yes,
little,
sir.
You know, you went a little too deep on this one. This ain't.
Yeah. No, it was a little too
deep. No, it's not too deep. It's really simple.
Yeah, it is.
It really
yeah.
is.
It was not.
Just like I said.
Apparently, it's not.
I want a friend to me that's going to be down for whatever.
It is not.
And you down for whatever.
But my sister, maybe it's something about him.
Don't try to convince her. Let her have her own thought.
Absolutely.
She can think what she wants to think. All
right,
listen. Let's say goodbye.
That's
okay, Mr. Start here, people. Start here, people. We ain't finna do this. I'm not tonight. Not tonight. Y'all gonna shut the hell up. I'm gonna hear all this mess tonight. Shut up. So anyway, we're gonna say goodnight to the people on the J. King Network.
This is the bossy bastard that he's talking about. Okay,
people on the J. King Network, enjoy your Thanksgiving. God bless you all, families and everything. Have a great evening. Enjoy your holidays, and I will see you tomorrow on Kings in the Morning. I'm going to stop in on Thanksgiving to hang out with my boy. God bless you all.
I'm going to stop in.
Wait a minute. Does that mean we have to work on Thursday? Do you mean I can't run a rerun tomorrow? This is Thanksgiving.
First of all, let me
what the hell are you talking about?
I work.
Where do you think you are?
First of all, yeah, if you got a show right after Kings in the Morning. If you show up, cool. If you don't, you know the rules. Tick to tick.
Yo, the short leash. That's the damn rules. Hell. See?
Okay,
all right, that was your thought.
Gangsta white wall.
Oh. That's what we need on Thanksgiving Eve.
Send the back.
Oh boy,
are you in it?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
You're gonna make my boys look bad.
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny thing.
Oh my God.
Let's have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection. Rod Smooth,
what the hell is going on, Rod Smooth? Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
What's up there, fam? Happy Thanksgiving. I just called in to say happy Thanksgiving, but damn. My question is this how the Indians and the Pilgrims acted? Damn. Thanksgiving. What the hell is going on?
Well, the Pilgrims killed the Indians, so we'll see how it ends later on.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, Momo B, Ernest?
How you doing, Rob Smooth? I hope you had a good weekend, man.
Hi, Rob Smooth. I don't know why
you
come to this.
What's up,
JK?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I was doing good, but Prince's Mushrooms just started talking. I forgot to put my aluminum foil on, but other than that, I'm good, man.
Hey, look, this is a good time of year to buy aluminum foil. It's on sale 2-for-1, Rob. You should have stocked up before you stopped by.
I'm going to start wrapping my whole body up in it when she gets on the show, man.
Let me allow you to finish saying your hello.
You mean they let you out of mute land that long?
We need to probably put her back. All right, Ross, real quick, man, we got a lot to get to, brother. Tell me, could you be friends with yourself?
Oh, yeah, man, without a doubt. Because, you know, I can trust me more than I can trust my friends. But I know why you can't be friends with yourself.
You know why I can't be a friend of myself? Why can't I be a friend of myself, Rob Smooth? Since you know so much.
Because
everybody should eat the same piece of pie.
Y'all be fighting over the last.
Five,
there you go.
Four.
Y'all be arguing about who's the fattest. That's the guy.
Gotta go.
I told
this person
you.
Has been muted.
I counted 10 seconds and you're out of there. I knew it. No,
yeah, take that with you. Take that with you, you turkey. Gobble, gobble, you sorry bastard. Get your ass out of here. Get ready for Black Friday at Walmart, you sorry sap sucker. Get on my damn nerves.
You're listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Lord. Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And now, listen,
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the J.R.S. show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Sy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about? Really?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight. All right, here we go. Come to the stage. It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, once again, it's Thanksgiving Eve, and welcome into the Listener Lounge. Very special lounge tonight, and I was just informed that my friend Susie is, Sandy, gosh, she's going to hate me. Sandy's listening tonight, and I told her that the lounge would be for her, Miss Elias, so it's a message and a music tonight in the Listener Lounge, my brother.
Well, as we always say, man, let's do the get down and get to it, man.
All right, Sandy, this is for you, sweetheart. We'll talk on the other side.
All right, here we go. All right.
Now you're doing well from stories I hear tell.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Don't you see? Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks. It is time for us to wrap it up. Wrap it up. We have about 3 minutes to wrap it up. We have 6 minutes left in the show, so we're going to probably lose some of our live audience. So let's say goodbye to them now. Mr. Elias, man, what do you think about the lounge tonight, dog?
Man, man, yes, great, great lounge, baby, great lounge. You put your foot in there and stir it around, and then put your drawers in there and made it a little bit bigger than what it was, baby. It was great lounge, baby, great lounge. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate that, and I hope that Sandy was tuned in. She said she'd be listening, and hopefully waiting to hear from her, actually. I hope she calls in, 347-850-1272. Apparently, by the tone of the music, I think we can all figure out what's going on with her. So hopefully everything will turn out well for her as she continues to try to fight through the hardships. So hopefully the music was touching for her, to say the least. Let's see. You know, we can only tell. Hey, man, you know, hey, listen, it was to me, too. I thought it was thought it was a pretty decent music. But, you know, let's get to the hardcore gangster. Let's see if we made her shake. Momo B, did you like the lounge tonight?
You know what? You made me almost dive headfirst into my gravy and drown myself. You know the holidays, I keep it pumping. Like, I keep it pumping. But all right, it looks good. You know, everybody like my mobile. If I can be friends with everybody, I can be friends with everybody.
Okay. 1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Oh man! So anyway, so hopefully you enjoyed the lounge tonight. And so anyway, listen, for Thanksgiving. Okay, so now tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and so no, Dr. Prince O'Dea said she's cooking. Rod Smooth, man, you cooking tomorrow, man, or what? He's off. Rod Smooth is probably getting those boxes ready for Black Friday. You know, they're going to be busy tomorrow night, so he needs to focus his attention on making sure that store map is right for those people that's coming in tonight, tomorrow night. All right, so anyway, so I hope you guys have fun tomorrow. And listen, okay, Saturday show, I'm thinking we should just take the weekend off. What do you guys think?
No!
I agree.
Yes.
Well, you're not here anyway, so you're
out
anyway.
Thank
you. Hello. So what do you think? What do you think, Ernie? Think we should take the week? Think we should take Saturday off?
I don't know. I could say either way, and I'd be happy with it. But I don't know. Why don't we just play it by ear and see how we all feel Friday or
brother,
Saturday?
Chiba. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, me and Jackie, we spent the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
She just, wait a minute. That's breaking news. She gonna be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's gonna be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
Do not believe it.
In about an hour, you're gonna be face to face with a ding dong sandwich. Take her ass to the strip club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister wanna look at a ding dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years. She may forget what it looked like. Put it right there in her face. So she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye.
Rewind.
Okay. It's time for us to shut it down for tonight. Hope you guys are having a great one. And we're going to definitely go over with our goodbyes. So let's just wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving right now for the live audience. And, you know, listen, to be perfectly honest with you, the majority of the listens are in archives anyway, so oh well. All right, so anyway, it is time. So let's finish the conversation real quick. So, all right, look, Saturday, I need to vote. Are we getting down on Saturday or not? Mr. Elliott,
yes.
I mean, well, let me go. Okay, Momo B say yes. Ernest?
I'm going to say take the night off.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's it.
You're going to say Thanksgiving tomorrow. Why do you sober up and this Saturday we back on the grind? What are you talking about?
You ain't never sober, Heifer. What you talking about?
You.
Listen, Momo, my show is still scheduled for Saturday, so if you want to hop on ERN and talk to yourself for 2 hours, you are welcome to it. Mi casa is su casa for 2 hours.
All right, well,
I may
okay,
hop on
well,
there.
Right,
I may hop on here or hop on there with you.
Mr. Elliott is saying no.
Since
Momo B my girl, I'm going to go on and join. I'm going to go on and go with Momo B. So it's tied. So we need a damn deciding vote. So where, let's see. Let's get Richard.
Do you want me to decide?
No, we don't want you to decide. You don't show up on Saturday anyway.
Yes,
you don't count. All right, so let's ask Rich Sister. Rich Sister, we have a tied vote for Saturday's show. So two say yes, two say no. We're thinking about taking the weekend off. So what do you say? You're the deciding vote.
Come on, Richard. Come on, Richard.
You better say
well,
no.
No. I would like to do the show.
Oh, there it is. Damn it.
Oh, you know, Jesus ain't in you.
Christ.
Right.
Thank you. She said yes. There we go. 3-2. We won.
Gosh.
We won.
Now let's ask
Ryan. I love Richard, but the only reason why
I just had
was because she's not obligated to
leave
it. The only reason is that she's not obligated to leave it.
She's here more than you are.
So why are you talking?
I'm not supposed to be here on Saturday.
She's here more than you are.
What's all these chickens cackling for?
You know how obligated, and she's here all the time. You're not, though. You bought this.
Yes, I am.
So anyway, all right. God dang it, Rissa. You don't want to reconsider?
No.
Sister
is start. She's been hanging around Tallywood, and I'm telling you, she's getting that little edge, and she just wants to torture you guys.
Oh,
I love you.
All right, well, you heard the vote live. Oh, God. So we'll be here Saturday. I mean, I was looking forward to taking it. All right, we'll be here Saturday.
We get
Well, he gonna be tired for Black Friday, so he ain't gonna be here. He gonna be tired. Too tired for Black Friday.
Black Friday.
I know, me too, man. God, thank you, Rich Sister. You're the greatest of all time.
Are you taking Rich Sister? You voted to come on the air.
Yes, she is.
You say no. You voted with Momo B to come on the air. You talking about Rich Sister?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but I thought she was gonna say no. I didn't want Momo B to be by herself.
Aww.
Please, Momo B can carry a show by herself. She proved that last Saturday for 5 good minutes.
I know. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we should let them do Sister to Sister, a special Saturday edition.
No,
we can...
You got to be here. You said you was there already day five, so you got to be here, my brother.
Yeah. Oh, God dang it. All right, well, we'll be here Saturday, dear. Thank God.
Put your foot in front of the carriage again. Put your foot in front of the carriage.
You jokers, man. We always have Saturday off after Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
We
great
do.
Sister. You're the greatest.
We do, but you have time.
Well, okay,
thank
look.
You. You caught it with Mama B.
Technically, I ain't a co-host. Okay? So
you don't stop it. You're here all the damn time. Hell.
Yeah, but you can't leave Rich Sister to talk by herself for 2 hours because it'll be like an hour and 58 minutes of silence.
Keyword, technically. Yeah, anyway. It's like, I didn't knock out. It was a technical knockout. Yeah, well, same thing. His ass is about to fall out. All right, look, it's time for our final thoughts. I guess, this is some bull crap. All right, final thoughts. Rich Sister, go.
Oh, my feast was wonderful. Sorry y'all had to wait another day extra. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I will see y'all on Saturday.
Oh, they go to hell. Jesus Christ. I'll see y'all on Saturday. All loud.
Go to heaven. Thank you, Rich Sister. Go to heaven. It's
Jay. Yeah, well, whatever. Thank you, Rich Sister. Jay, God bless you.
Another cold wind, bastard.
Shut up. Ernest, final thoughts.
I still think we could veto the Saturday vote if we really wanted to.
It's so, a radio show.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, listen, you know, somebody's got to speak for the community, for the people. Huh. So my final thought is...
what was that?
For the, you know, for the children. Somebody's got to speak for the children. My final thought is this. Somebody said this recently, and it said, how can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it's big news when the stock market loses 2 points? So I don't know when ERN's going to be back, to tell you the truth. I may put up something tomorrow. I may not. It's my prerogative. And we'll see what happens. Otherwise, everybody have a great weekend. And, you know, do
we'll
it upright
Saturday.
And eat a little extra because you're going to be working it off come January 1st. So, you know, that's it. Everybody have a good week.
See you Saturday.
Maybe.
Okay, it's not so long. Good riddance.
Good riddance. All right, bye. Well, if he ain't coming Saturday, then somebody else going to have her ass here Saturday because you're going to make up for lost time. Guess what, Dr. Prince is up there. Ernest is off and you're on. We'll see you Saturday. You heard what I said.
Oh, wait a minute.
She's
going to
be late anyway. She's going to be late anyway.
It's a floppy second. She should step right into that role pretty well.
How did I get pulled into this, okay?
Because
like it's such a deterrent. Oh, it's such a burden for you to get on and flap your jaws for 2 hours. Oh, poor Princess Odia.
I know.
Give me a goddamn break.
Hey, watch your mouth, Ernest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me a damn break.
Oh, you know what?
Got me
I'm
using the Lord's
done.
Name. Oh,
I'm just done. I'm just done. I don't know how. Wait a minute. First
Rich
of all,
sister
is that
just
in my contract?
The pearls with both hands.
I know.
Is that my contract? Is that in my contract that I have to
we'll see you Saturday, right? Dr. Princess Aldea. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I may just show up so that heifer doesn't have any space. I may just show up anyway.
Oh, well, if he shows
That's
up, then you'll have
me
to be
on the
here.
Air. Tell me she's going to show up instead. I'll be there. Mama,
we're
having a party.
Oh, there you go. No problem. We won't see you then. Stay away, Dr. Prince. Stay away.
Excuse me. If you come in Saturday, that means I'm relinquished from this obligation.
Yes, you are. He said he'll be here.
Oh,
so
I can't argue with that. See ya.
All righty. Well, you're not coming then. Okay. Well, give us your final thoughts since, you know, we won't see you until next week.
She had a good boyfriend.
This is what I want to say. Today,
yes.
I got a call. From a friend who asked me, asked how I could help a friend of hers who is homeless today. And I was able to do that, and I was able to do that because of my journey and what I had experienced. I just want to say that for everyone, whether you're homeless or whether you're just feeling down or depressed in this time, don't get caught up in all of the superficial aspects of these holidays. Know that whatever is taking place in your life is in divine order for you right now at this time, this moment now. Your happiness, your joy, all of that is already within, and it's not necessary for you to have to reach out to get it. I want you to know that you are okay alone. Even alone. And I want for those who have, don't just think about yourself. Think about that neighbor or that person that you walk down the street and you see that they may look down. Say a kind word. Do something kind. Say something kind. Do something kind for a neighbor. Let's not be selfish in this time right now because there are so many people that are suffering and need you. So, be happy.
Amen.
And be kind in this season. Thank you.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a good message for Thanksgiving. It all good. Good message. Good message. Good message.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Elliott, you know what? You're still cool, man. I don't know what's wrong with you. You act like you're in the administration or something. I don't know. Something's happening. You need to go get that checked out.
What I know is your ass better be here on time. That's what I know.
Ooh, that's right. You know what? What did you just say? Let me tell you something.
Your ass better be here on time.
I didn't start up. We don't have. What did you just say?
I know your ass.
You
have
your
ass
on time. You ain't speaking French.
This
oh, yeah. He ain't speaking Greek. What part of that do you not understand? Be here or you're out.
I'm always on time.
Oh, my God. Where is the truth meter?
God, no. We can't go in last call music.
My head
oh, my
is
God.
Going to explode if she lies again.
No lying ass.
Thank
you, Dr. Princess
O'Neal. What is she saying?
You guys are completely confused.
Okay, we know. I thank you, Dr. Prince O'Dee. God bless you. All right, bye-bye. All right, so, Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, dog.
This is my
final thought here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, Momo B. You was humming. I didn't know. Go ahead, Momo B. Final thoughts, baby.
I was humming for like 15
bars.
I'm
15
bars. First of all, you know I
can
say anything before Prince O'Dee. Like, I almost hung up because I'm tired. And I got a lot of cooking to do. And y'all bugging. And I want to say, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call. Yeah, I want to say, no, thank you for doing this Saturday show. Thank you, Richardson, for keeping it real and getting everybody on Saturday. Because all y'all mother duckers know, y'all are going to be getting up swimming your toes and scratching your balls. And you need to be right up here
God.
On the scene and regulate and represent with the rest of us. Yes.
Did you just say regulate?
Well, y'all can regulate.
Regulate. Yes.
This is not a Warren G video.
That means represent, be here, make it be happening.
It's about regulate.
We more than us. There's a whole crew out there listening to us every weekend. And it's not all about you and what you want to do personally. It's not about that. So
tell them, Momo.
Another night and make it
happen. Oh, get off the soapbox. We're going to need it for firewood later.
No. You can go about your business, but the rest of
you don't make me call your black ass in about 5 minutes, girl. Don't make me get on you.
Y'all better be here. Oh, forget what you heard. Don't make me curse y'all out, because you know I will.
I'll take you from black to purple in 2 minutes flat. Okay. Don't give
can
me started.
Don't say something.
No, Dr. Brigadier, she's doing her final thoughts. Thank you.
My time for her. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyway,
okay.
As I was saying, you even had like 15 minutes. I'm just talking for two. So, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Much turkey love.
That's what we
do. What is going on? Why is Christmas
I don't know what she is doing.
She's hot.
Oh, my God.
I'm not high, baby. I don't get high. I get nice.
No, Prince
Adelia
probably drunk.
There's a difference. I'm going to arrest it for what I do.
Thank you.
I'm going to arrest it for what I do. No more.
Thank
Mr.
you, Momo B. God bless
it?
You. All right. Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts. Oh, my God.
I want to tell everybody happy Thanksgiving.
I
want
to thank you. Heavenly Father.
And, eat a lot of turkey. Make your booties fat, because I like booties. More important than water. I like them to tell you something. I like it. And I want it. Oh, I like
it. Chicken cackling.
Hey, nothing like a fat booty on Thanksgiving, brother.
I didn't say
eat all the turkey you can.
That's kind of rude.
Thank you.
What is happening here, Jay?
I
get a control on your show, man.
Can we shut this thing down? Because they have lost all parts of their mind.
Singing
voice, too.
That's the jam. He needs to download that, put that in the archive, because that is...
What happened? What Momo B dropped? What happened to her? Oh, well.
Oh, how unfortunate.
No.
Wait, end the show before she calls back.
Was she hung up?
No.
Oh, okay. So we can shut this thing down. So, Mr. Ellis, can we shut this thing down? Because I want to get started on my Thanksgiving since I got to be here on damn Saturday. Red sister cheerleader. Yes, preach. Nobody asked you to co-sign for nobody.
Rich
Sissons
ain't got
today.
Nothing else to do. That's why he wants to be here.
That's why he
should be. You don't want to agree to this, Jay. You stop blaming on Rich Sissons, but your ass is the one that said,
hey, man, I can't let Bumblebee be by herself. I thought she was going to say no.
Why not?
Hey, Bumblebee can carry it by herself, trust me. And the only reason Rich Sissons wants to be here is because Callie Wood's probably out of town.
How does she love us? How about that? Why can't she love us?
How did you get back on this show?
I'm
turning it over, man. Look, we walking out. We turning it over to the peeps. Y'all can have it. Look, happy. Seriously, look. My final thoughts is this. Sandy, look. God bless, baby. It's gonna get better, girlfriend. You're a nice looking female. You ain't got to worry about it. You're going to be all right. And to all the people that listen to the show and listen to the archives, God bless you all. Have a great, safe holiday, and we will see you out, guys, on Saturday. Going to relinquish the – we getting up out of here. Y'all can have this thing. So for Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., Dr. Prince's R.D., and Big E., and Rich Sister, and all the rest of you, bye. Later. Salutations. Beat it. Later. Peace. God bless. Whatever.
I know, sucker.
Hi. Yo, you home. My sister, I hear.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
My sister, are you here?
I'm still here.
Hi, Rich sister. How you doing? As Wendy Williams would say.
How you doing?
Who is that imposter? Come on. Are you a sister? If you are not a sister, then you should accuse yourself.
Yeah, if you're not a sister, then you need to slide on up out of here.
Slide on up out.
Slide to the right.
Yes.
It's all about Thanksgiving Eve. It's about cooking. Hey, it's this good smell. Yo, do you know I went out to pick up myself for work. I came back in. I said, damn, this house smells good, doesn't it? He's like, yeah. Yes. That's what I like. I like to walk in and smell just aromas. Like, And if you walk into your house tonight and you don't smell nothing going on, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed.
Yes, I ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's what I'm doing right now. Since we on sister to sister time, I can, like, put you guys on the speaker and go ahead and do my thing. Because I've been having to try to be professional and quiet and stuff while I'm in the kitchen. I can't do all that. I'm trying to move. I'm moving pots, muting and unmuting and muting and unmuting, making that stuff happen like a woman do it, baby. Yeah, you know, the traditional. I've got my yams. And let me tell you, I can cook my, they call me the Black Martha Stewart.
I got yams too. What else? Come on.
I've got my yams. I've got my mac and cheese.
Yes.
I've got, Listen, check this out. I did my dressing and laid some cutlet breast of chicken with rosemary and curry, girl, seasoned with rosemary curry spice, the fresh rosemary. Woo, girl, yes, baby. And put it over the dressing, and I made my cornbread dressing, so I made it old-fashioned style. I did do my cornbread on the side where I made two black skillets. Wait a minute, old-fashioned black skillets, sage, pans of cornbread, okay, fillets of cornbread, right? And I also use breadcrumbs. I use the herb and I use the sage flavor. Mix it all together. I sauteed onions, celery, and fresh portobello mushrooms, okay? Sauteed that with extra virgin olive oil. And I merged it all together with a little vegetable broth. Can we say it like that? A little vegetable broth and a little chicken broth,
and mixed all, you know, did my dressing in such a fantastic way. And I'm telling you, when I tell you, mwah, superb. It's absolutely superb.
Oh, okay, okay. So wait, what are you going to put that all over? What's the meat? I ain't getting no meat.
No, I said the breast of chicken.
Give me some meat.
I put my rosemary
oh,
curry.
Oh, you don't have to say it all over. I heard that part, but you're not making the turkey?
No, I'm not this year. I am doing.
You did a church. I heard that. Please,
no, lamb shank. Lamb shank. Lamb shank. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. I am slow cooking lamb shank. And I also made teriyaki chicken, okay? I made teriyaki chicken.
Oh, so you did a chicken and a lamb. No ham? You don't eat pork?
No, I don't. I don't deal with
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm just throwing that out there. I didn't know.
And I made my greens. Now, let me tell you how I make my greens. Now, listen here, guys. I used kale and mustard. I didn't use collard because the store I went to, they ran out. So, anyways, this is what I do. I saute onion and turkey bacon in extra virgin olive oil. I saute it, and I'm talking about this is the bomb, y'all. Okay, let me tell you something. You can make a Thanksgiving dinner in 2 hours. Bye. Hello. Sit down. Take a seat. Now, listen. You can put the extra virgin olive oil with your onion, your turkey, and I have to use Louis Rich turkey bacon. I cut it to a slither. I put that in my pot. After it has sauteed to a nice, almost caramel type look, I put my vegetable broth in, and I used about, I want to say about 16 to maybe 2 16-ounce of those jugs of, I think it's Swanson, vegetable broth. Then I put green seasoning salt. Don't ask me how much. I feel it. Don't you feel it when you guys cook? Like, nobody can tell me, like, I don't know how much I put in there. I just feel it. So I put my green seasoning, my lorée. Okay, come on. You got the lorée seasoning salt. And I put garlic. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I do make fresh garlic. So fresh garlic, onion, and the turkey bacon. Now, let me tell you. Once you do that, baby, it's so wonderful. You, of course, wash your greens. You put your greens in, and you let it do its thing for about a good hour and a half. High it first, and then you turn it down. Absolutely scrumptious. Mm. So delicious.
Mm.
Now, mac and cheese. Now, I'm going to tell you mine. You guys are going to have to tell me your tricks, okay? Now, for mac and cheese, I know some people who take all the cheese and just put it all in one little nice little happy pan. Mwah. I don't just like mix it all up together. And instead, I make a cheese sauce.
Mm.
I make my mac and cheese. After it's done, I do use a stick of butter. I know, it's a lot. The food is very rich. That's why I only do it once a year. So you put, who is doing that annoying sound? Thank you. Okay, so I have my noodles. After they have boiled, and I do use extra virgin olive oil in my boiling water for the consistency, just to have it just...
That sounds nasty.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you here? You intruder and monster in this
Hey, boy, this is your favorite part of the show, ain't it? This is your favorite part of the show, ain't it? Where you can just run your mouth with nobody in the pen, Who else is going to hear with you?
You are such a jerk. I wish you would leave. Leave.
Who else is on here with you?
Yes, leave the room.
Mama, you hear?
Really.
Listen,
you know how to cook. You know how to cook.
I know you are giving cooking lessons. Are you giving cooking lessons?
Us sisters, we sisters are talking. Okay.
Well, who else is here?
Can you tell them how you do yours? My sister, tell them how you do yours. My sister, is she here?
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
who is
that saying?
I don't do
Who is this?
Well, if you're talking about cooking, I don't do the cooking. My mother cooks.
Who is that doing that? That is so annoying. Is that Ernest?
You know what? Ernest? Are you hearing things?
No, I'm not hearing things. Who's going, mm-hmm, is that you? That's you, isn't it? You know what? That's why they boot you off on the regular show.
That's
and they let your butt just sneak right on the sister tie. Nobody wants you here.
Look, get out.
That's
the only time you get, is sister tie, because you sure do spend a hell of a lot of time on mute. Who's this, Rich Sister?
Yes, hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you.
I'm speaking to a normal person. Thank you.
Oh, anyways.
Yeah.
You must have your aluminum foil helmet on, because if you still in here with it, I know your ear is hurting.
You know, no, nobody's ears is hurting, okay, but yours, okay?
Because you shouldn't be holding
the darn phone to your ears right now.
Look,
because this is
I was all the way down the hall
and you are in there.
I heard you echoing through the hallway.
You said what?
I was all the way down the hall stocking boxing. I heard your voice echoing through the hallway. That's how much you've been running your voice since I stepped away. I've been gone for over an hour.
That's okay. That's all that cackling going on.
I get back here. That's all I hear is you giving. What kind of recipe were you trying to?
I was talking about cooking, and the ladies are wondering how do I make my mac and cheese? And as meanwhile, you and your intrusive.
She sprinkles a little of that mushroom dust in it, and some of the mother hallucinogens.
You know what? What did you just say? What did he say? Who is that? Is that Ernest? I think that's Ernest. There's some intruder here on the radio, and we need to get rid of them. Okay, listen. Hold on. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you guys. Let me tell you about my mac and cheese. I want to tell you guys now. The mac and cheese. After you have spoiled
mac and cheese, you better be close to the bathroom. That's all I got to say.
Right, because it's so rich. It's so rich. I'm telling you, absolutely.
I wouldn't tell nobody that.
But it is. It's rich in love.
I don't want no macaroni. Macaroni and cheese gonna make me run to the bathroom next week.
Listen, honey, my man don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with my children.
That man, you talking about that dude that you pulled up to the driveway? You got me.
Not the one that packed your bag. Not that.
Is that him? Oh, she got another one. Well, he must be blind, tripping crazy then. What? When does that?
You know what? You guys did not listen to the show when I talked about my transformational experience with regards to everything and how we as women have a tendency to pass judgment on things sometimes of what you men do. And we can miss out on great opportunities, you know?
Can you talk to your race for a second? When this man thing come in? Put him on the show real quick. Let me talk to him.
No, I will not, because you will not set up and ruin my life.
Put him on the show.
You will not ruin my life. I will not ever let him come on the show.
Man, you better not put him on the show, because I'm going to have to talk to him, man. You better catch the next thing smoking, partner. You better get up out of there.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Oh, so you would go there? You would go there, and I'm on the show?
Check out them YouTube videos, bruh. Check out the video.
Did you watch women? Did you watch Transforming Detroit TV? Absolutely not. You are not a supporter.
I got to put on all body armor. I can't watch that. It's bad enough. My aluminum foil started melting when I heard
you. You know what? You and your dollar store aluminum foil is not good for anything. I am just done with you. I don't even want to talk to you. Who is that tackle can that's in the background that sounds like RuPaul or something?
Oh, man. Hey, now, you know, that's not nice. Why you gonna talk about a new song? That's what you've been singing to, the heartbreak. Hey, but anyway, tell them to get on the show real quick. I wanna ask them something. Hello.
No, he's entertaining. He's
can you hear?
Yo, I gotta talk because I've been playing Michael Jackson all day long. Hey, Rob, how are you?
All right, I'm hanging in there.
I'll have my friend ran down her ingredients for her menu, whatever that's going to be. I had to go because I had stuff to do. But I'm back. When I hit my Michael Jackson.
Well, I'm going to see one of those people that got caught in that sweat. That sweat thing. You know.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to let y'all ladies continue your Thanksgiving. But I'm telling y'all, y'all better. She's leaving out some ingredients, so y'all better watch out. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Stop your long an hour from now. I might say something, but, I gotta get this earpiece out of my ear real quick. That's my ear starting to itch.
Purple in the kitchen.
Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
Aww.
You cooking, Momo? You notice I ain't home here or something. I hope her man got some good earplugs.
Yes.
What you cooking tomorrow?
Everything's done but the turkey. The turkey still got to be done. But everything else, it's good. It's done because I got to make food. I got to make food. So I done did everything.
Momo can't eat them.
Sweet potato pies, the chocolate cake, the ham, the corn, the black beans, the rice. Everything is done except for the turkey. The turkey's the only thing.
You got some collard greens, too?
No, I don't eat greens.
I got to
get
kind of greens? What kind of vegetables do you eat?
What? I told you, black beans and corn, that's it.
Ooh-wee. Black beans and
I'll
corn.
I'll take those.
Look, and with some turkey, boy, you better make sure you got good exhaust system in your house, because, boy, they're going to be cooking all day.
I'm getting ready to go take a taste test.
Hey, put them on here, because I want to hear the full reaction. If I hear a big thump hitting the floor, I know something wrong.
It's too loud down there. They're playing pool. I can't do it. So hold on. This is what I'm going to do. You guys go ahead and handle your business
while
I come back.
It's so bougie. No, it's so loud down there. They're playing pool.
Put him on the phone.
I need to talk to him. Put him on
the
phone.
He ain't real.
Nah, she probably got a hologram. What's up, Ernie?
How you doing, Rob Smooth? I haven't heard from you in a while, man.
Yeah, man, I've been in and out. Man, for some reason, when you get them show notices on Blog Talk, every time you try to get on the show, it gives an error. You know, when it gives you that, the show will be broadcasted in 90 minutes or some crazy stuff.
Right.
It keeps airing out, so I don't know what's going on.
BTR has kind of changed some of their stuff lately. I mean, it's hard to even schedule
left it
a
alone,
show
man.
Fresh. So.
Yeah, they should have left it alone. If it wasn't broke, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
What are you doing tomorrow besides showing up for work at 5 o'clock?
I'll be at work tomorrow. I'm not cooking nothing.
I cooked most of the stuff today. We just have to do a turkey and potatoes tomorrow. It's just me and my roommate, so we're not doing a lot, but I made a stuffing today, and I made a pumpkin pie, so.
Oh, so y'all gonna.
And we had beans and cornbread for dinner. Don't nobody up here know about beans and cornbread, but I made a whole pot of beans.
White
and
beans?
Cornbread.
White beans?
No, like red pinto beans with a ham.
Oh, pinto beans. Okay.
Yeah, we call them red beans.
And then
I made a whole pan of I had a cast iron skillet made of fresh cornbread, and that's what we had for dinner. So.
I bet you he fell out as soon as he put that spoon up to his mouth. Boom. I heard that thud.
Well, I feel sorry for all of you. I'm now coming down off my food coma.
What you eat?
What's that supposed to mean?
Late at night.
You always sound like you're in a food coma anyway. How do we know the difference?
Whatever. No, we ate tonight. We ate Thanksgiving dinner.
Who is we? Who is we? Do you have a man?
My family. My family.
No more than you.
Oh, I just want to know. Oh, anyways, okay.
We already know you got a hologram.
Just because you leave a chocolate for your mailman don't mean you have a man.
I got a man. I'm like Shantae Moore. I got a man.
Got a man.
Just because you're at the free clinic every week don't mean you have a man.
I don't know how the heck you made it in this session in the first place. This is sister to sister time. Why the hell are
you? It ain't about making it in. I've been here ever since.
How long are y'all going to be on? I got to make a run real quick.
Well, I think Jay's time will run out at 11:30 Eastern.
Well, I'll tell you what. If y'all run on when I come back, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. But I'm going to call 911 for that sucker over there with Princess Motormouth, Mushroom Queen, and all that other stuff. I'm going to have to call the paramedics now. I know he's in trouble.
Absolutely, honey. But in a good way.
If he existed, I'd worry about it. But
he's in trouble in a good way. I told you,
got to be blind, crippled, and crazy, or 98 years old, or one of the
baby, you wish you knew. You wish that you even knew a woman like me.
Happy holidays.
You didn't even know one.
If you notice, I'm walking away.
Is that
your
true purpose to pat yourself on the back all the time, Prince of the Day? Is that your true purpose right now?
My purpose is to help people reach their life's true purpose.
Oh, it's a Grammy winner. Sing it, Momo.
Yeah.
Throw your panties on the stage.
Hey, get all this stuff done. Hold on.
It's all right.
Hey.
Yes.
Hold on. Hey.
Oh, shoot.
And listen, ladies, when you're cooking in the kitchen, clean as you cook, okay? It's nothing worse than to have your kitchen a disastrous mess as you're trying to do your
thing.
Yes,
I hate that.
Cleaning. Yeah, just clean as you go.
Mm-hmm.
You have a darn mess in the kitchen and talking about coming here and getting it. Yeah, right.
I eat it, though.
Clean that darn kitchen up.
Hey, Rich sister, are you at a friend's house or are you with your family? Because I know you're doing Thanksgiving. You did Thanksgiving tonight.
Yeah, I'm with my family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, isn't that nice? And you took time out to be with us. You are so fabulous. You are, Rich.
Well, y'all
you
my family
you.
Too. Y'all my Aww. Family too.
Isn't listen, that you, awesome? You listen. You better remember what you're signing up for with that Rich sister, because you know. Some people don't know how to leave when it's time to go. I'm just saying.
You know what? And do you know how to leave? This is sister to sister time, right? Not my brothers. You and Rob Smooth are going to lose.
I know. Listen, I can tell by your inflection that what you think you're saying is funny, but no.
Ooh.
You know what?
Good. All right.
I'm having a good time, Ernest. You can't steal my joy.
I don't care what you're doing, Frank. I just don't care.
They need to put you on mute. If you don't care, then why are you...
You greatly overestimated the fact that you think I'm trying to do something to you or take something away from you. I don't care about you.
Okay, Jay, where is the producer in this show? Jay, would you please dismiss him? This is just a good time. He is completely intrusive. Thank you. I think he's going to use
it.
Use your metaphysical voice when you sing.
Oh, crap. I guess he wasn't muted.
He's going to chip by her window.
You know, Luther better
off. She sure wants to get out and everybody's swinging.
You know, it's too bad Luther never came out when he was alive.
On the radio,
don't hurt yourself, Momo. Don't hurt yourself, girl.
You know what? Every time you jam it, and the one person in the crowd is, don't hurt yourself, and throws everything off, you're like, oh, Luther.
Don't hurt yourself, girl.
Yes.
That's the whole time you didn't know you had.
I love me some Luther. Anybody can tell you that.
Woo!
Yes.
Luther loved him some peanuts.
Yes. Poor Luther. I'm just
but don't we
Luther
all?
Luther some Michael. Mm-mm. I love that.
I still like Never Too Much. That is still one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yes, mine too.
Too Much, Never Too Much, Never Too Much.
And you know, what's her name? Who's that girl? Her name just went out of my head. She sampled that song and sang over a sample of it. Keisha Cole, that's who it was.
Oh, I was going to say Ashanti and who was the one?
Keisha Cole and Eve rapped on it, too. I like that one, too.
I don't understand how this is starting to be an earnest Why are you here?
You really wouldn't worry so much about what people think about you if you realize how little they did. So just move on. I mean, you keep saying that.
You know what? You came in here. You know, it's so. You must.
I didn't come in here. I've been here, Heffer. I've been here. I never left.
You must be extremely miserable to come here on the Sister Pod to come with your negative slander.
Right. There's nothing negative here. I'm talking to Momo V. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm talking to Momo V.
Keep your luggage a slander. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to use that. Your luggage a slander.
No, I said negative slander.
Well, that doesn't even make sense either. I know you're trying to put some big words together, but you're coming up about a dollar short.
Oh, boy. I love y'all, too.
Your negligent slander. Mama, don't come in here with your negligent slander. Why are you here with your negligent slander?
Oh, what? That was a damn. I know Princess don't know nothing about that stuff. That
no,
shit right there. I can turn that shit right there. We can turn those sister to sister. Yes. Yes. Where'd she go? Okay, Ernest, I guess it just me.
I guess she went downstairs to play pool with her imaginary man. She went downstairs to repack her negative slander.
Yes, my heart is hurting. For real. I have things to do. I still gotta check in.
She's checking out her negligent slander. Make sure it's not into my mac and cheese. So, Momo, are you a mac and cheese kind of gal?
No. You know what? The truth is, truth be told, I'll make it because people in my family like it. Well,
yeah.
I've made it because people in my...
But are you just
like
not
it.
A fan of it,
like
it sounds
thing,
like?
I don't like black, quote-unquote, black people think... Well, black people say they like baked mac and cheese. I'm not really a fan of baked mac and cheese. I don't like the hard, cheesy crap. I don't like the
I agree,
stuff.
And, you know, you have to... A lot of people just kind of throw some shredded cheese together and it gets
yeah,
clumpy
it's,
after
it's
a while. You really
out.
Have to put, like, some heavy cream in it or some...
Yes.
Some you can put cream cheese in it or like creme anglaise or something like that, and it will keep it
yes.
moist, you know.
If
but yeah, because as soon as
it
cools down,
like
it's over.
Yes. When it's
and
hard
if you reheat it, it's all oily
I
and
don't
you,
like
it breaks out. Yeah.
Yo, if you have to scoop that stuff up with a spoon and plop it on like a big plop, I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah, listen,
that
if
is.
You have to cut your mac and cheese with a knife,
yeah,
you
I
did it wrong.
That.
You
I,
did
yeah,
it wrong.
I don't want that. And a lot of people do it wrong.
I'm sorry. Y'all don't know what you're missing.
No. Listen, Richard. I love mac and cheese, but there's a right way to make it. I don't want
yeah.
it. Like Momo's talking about when it cools down and it starts, the cheese starts to harden back up
yes.
and coagulate, it's not
mm-hmm.
appetizing
it,
anymore.
It
I want it
ain't.
Creamy. I want creamy
it's
mac
not,
and cheese, whether
not,
it's cold or hot.
The whole purpose of the cheese. Soft,
exactly. It's to be
nice,
creamy,
smooth,
not hard enough like
hard
that.
Hard and clunky.
You
know? No. So what's
yeah.
hard and clunky?
If I want some hard and clunky, I'll go find a man.
No, a lot of black people, I'm going to tell you, because like, I can't really do that. A lot of black people will like that because, that's it. But no, it's not. You're missing the whole point of the cheese. The cheese will be the smooth and softness of it. So, yeah, I know the bakeness makes it harder, and y'all like that.
Well, and really, you really shouldn't. You can make a creamy sauce. You really shouldn't overbake it. You should really just put those breadcrumbs on top, put it under the broiler for about 3 minutes, just so everything crisps, and then pull it out of there. That's it. You ain't got to bake it a half hour. The pasta's cooked, and so is the cheese. What are you putting it in there for a half hour for?
Yes. You're right, Ernest. You're right. And
hey, listen, girl, I didn't get this way from looking at the pictures. I know a few things about the kitchen. Okay.
I know. You know, but my brothers and sisters, they like that. But I know how to cook. So when you tell, my baby, you love my baked mac and cheese. I'm like, really? Are you sure? Because I'm sure it's like everybody else's. And here we go.
Hey, Richard, what did you say your favorite dishes were for Thanksgiving?
Well, I said mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. Did you say something else, or was it just mac and cheese?
No, just...
Oh, just mac and cheese.
I mean,
okay.
I like... Mac and cheese is my main one. I like...
Do you have a favorite dessert? Because everybody was naming a dessert, too.
And you can tell her, but this is a response that she likes the hard, crusty mac and cheese.
No, wait, I'm trying to... I want to hear what her favorite dessert is.
Cheesecake and...
ooh, I love cheesecake.
Pie and...
Now, I know you don't cook, but I used to bake cheesecakes every winter, like from scratch. I'd go buy cream cheese and sour cream, and it's like an hour-long cooking process, and then it's like all day to cool down. And I tell you what, though, it is so good that way.
I'm trying to calm my stomach down and let it go down a little bit. Before I have some, but
yeah.
Make chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
I am a teacher and all the kings. That's a time to earn. That's well deserved.
Anything chocolate or anything like nutty or crunchy, I love like that. Like an ice cream or a cheesecake. I love something crunchy like that as opposed to just something smooth.
Yes, Ernest.
I ain't afraid to fight for it. And by the way, Momo B, let me ask you this. Why are you asking why my old blender is purple? Are you trying to make a joke? Because I thought about that after the fact. Like, why is your blender purple? I'm like, well, it used to be blue because I hadn't used it in a long time. And then I started using it all the time, and it turned purple on me. But I didn't think to say that, so...
I was just asking the question. See, you read too deep into things.
Well, because that fellow was on the show last week, and he said he likes his girls so black they're almost purple. And I kind of thought you were maybe making a roundabout joke in some way.
Mother Ducker, I didn't even remember that shit from last week. I don't remember week to week. Well, I don't remember week
to week.
Well, listen,
it's purple because it's purple. It's purple, lucite. It's purple because it's purple. The base and the lid is purple. I'll take a picture of it and I'll put it on your Facebook.
I'm just wondering why you got a purple blender, boo. That's all.
Because hello, have you talked to me before? Do you not know I love Prince? I had so much purple crap at one point. I needed a blender, and they had a purple one. It was about $30. I remember buying it, too. I remember some little store in the mall. Ain't there anymore. And they had all this funky appliances and stuff, and they had a purple blender in there. I'm like, I'm going to snag that son of a bitch up. I've had that thing for 10 years or more. I got me a Ninja now, though, so I'm happy.
They don't come in purple.
No, they don't, but you know what? You come over, Mama, I'll make you a smoothie. Let's have a smoothie, girl.
Strawberries and bananas, boo. Strawberries and bananas.
Now listen.
Okay,
you
keep
get
it
a little
clean,
vegetable because
clean.
You can make up one of them things and put a little, like, put a carrot and some celery in it, and you never taste it, but you get your vitamins that way.
Nutrients and your sustenance.
Yeah, you get your nutrients. Because today I made a peanut butter pumpkin smoothie, just a little bit of peanut butter. I had some canned pumpkin, put a little bit of honey and some almond milk in it, and I shoved a carrot in there and a big handful of spinach. And it was green, but it tasted just like pumpkin and peanut butter. So I've been doing that for 2 or 3 days now. So I think tomorrow I'm going to have 2 smoothies and then have the dinner around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I see you working it out,
Hey, girl, I ain't gonna be pooping for a long time. I'm just telling you now. Hey, push it, girl. Push it real good. Hey.
No, sir.
And I ain't talking about my smoothie anymore either. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey,
keep it clean. It's Thanksgiving.
It may be for you, but it's still even day for the rest of us. Shut your ass down. How about it's Thanksgiving? It ain't. Listen, it ain't even 12 o'clock on the East Coast. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah,
it's 12:19.
Well, 12:17
to be exact. No, it's 11:15, so we still got 45 minutes back to
pool. You're right.
I don't know where you live. I don't know what time zone you're in.
Yeah, where did you go? Last time I checked, Florida was 3 hours.
Bea is always kind of in her own little world anyway, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Momo B's world. Momo B.
I'm in Momo. Momo B has her own universe. And
that's
Momo
right.
B has
Thank
her
you.
Own set of rules for the Big Bang and the cosmos and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Momo B's got her own thing going on.
And Momo B.
I got my own. Got it.
Ooh, I had so many beans tonight. You know what's happening now.
Oh, we don't want to hear it.
Thanks for sharing.
Don't lie to, I'm just telling you, don't lie to Matt.
We won't. If I do, it ain't for you.
Because I'm going to go to the bathroom and push it real good. Okay.
You nasty.
Oh, whatever. I'm talking about going, like, nobody else goes to the bathroom.
Not in the bathroom.
I'm sorry. Are we sensitive now because it's Thanksgiving Eve? Are we sensitive now?
Yeah, we
sensitive.
I'm
going to get pissed.
Hey, Momo doesn't know it, but I peed a couple times with her on the phone.
I don't give a damn about you peeing. I peed a couple times with you on the phone. And
I know you have, because suddenly there's a big echo, and I'm like, that bitch is in the bathroom. So I didn't say, I'm like, she's got to go, she's got to go. She's on the phone
That's
for 3 hours.
Right.
These things are going to happen. Let's go.
Exactly. I don't pause this knocking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. You are part of me. When I'm on the phone with you, you go where I go. And you know me too.
Even if I got to go poo.
No, I don't poop on the phone.
I have to pee, you're coming with me.
Yeah, I do, but I don't poop on the phone because
I don't poop either because I got to grunt and move around and wipe and clean up.
I don't
want
to do that.
It's too awkward. I got a headset.
I really don't have
a headset for that sort of thing.
If I really got to go and you still on the phone, that's because you get to your long, not you personally, I'm just saying whoever's on the phone is into their long, drawn-out story, and I put you on mute and on speaker. I do what
that's
I got to
do.
And when I finish, I come back like, yeah, girl, yeah. And then I put you back on mute.
And you know what? If you had Princess Odelia on the phone, you could go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times. She'd still be in the same conversation.
Yeah, you're right. You got enough people that you just do what you got to do and put them on even on. Speak on the whole in a whole different room. You come back and still yippity.
Oh, somebody turn it up a little bit.
Yes.
Woo. Hey.
Because I never used to see you anymore. Oh, that was my song.
Momo, I want to be the only one you're coming for.
That's all I ever wanted to do. I love it. I love you.
This is still such a good song.
I just want to sit down on the floor, cross my legs. Indian style.
You got to poop?
No, I said Indian style.
I used to do this song.
I was just sitting in the room and crossed my legs, just listening to him and looking at his album picture. That was so sexy to me. And I was only like, what, 10?
I ain't even listening to you. I'm listening to the song.
Well, good.
good. You don't have to listen to me. I don't have to talk. Now
and now you're just going to talk to be irritating. I get it. I get it. You know, I discovered this song on one of those K-Tel albums that used to come out when we were kids, and there was one called Sound Waves, and it had Diana Ross upside down, it had Funky Town on it, and it had some song called I Want to Be Your Lover from somebody named Prince. I didn't know what it was, but I loved it.
See, I knew what it was. My mother had the album, and I saw his sexy butt on full screen, and I was like, oh, my Lord, who is this? Yes.
I still have that record, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I want to be the only one you come for.
Rich Sisson, I don't know nothing about that.
No, you are mistaken, sir.
You are mistaken.
Look at you getting all worldly now. Look at you getting all worldly. You don't know nothing about that. Negative slander in here. Where did Motormouth go? Did she just leave?
Yeah, you know, she. I guess she abandoned shit. She, you know, she can't take it. She can't take it. When Ernest is on the scene, taking up her time.
That's right.
Her face. She can't take it.
Because, listen, I had to jump in.
So
I wasn't going to sit there and listen to her rattle off every recipe on her menu. And let me, and I'll just say this for the record, she is not the black Martha Stewart. I'll cook that heifer any day of the week, I guarantee you.
Oh, shoot. I ain't worried about it my damn self either.
I'm like, set your black ass down. You ain't no black Martha Stewart.
Yes, you could talk.
If you're black Martha Stewart, get in there and get to folding some sheets, damn it.
Get to get them folding some sheets.
You gotta earn your keep at the shelter. You better get in there.
Oh shit! I can't. I'm not laughing for real. I'm just pretending.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Shit! Oh, I'm sorry. That was funny.
Let me tell you something, Momo. That conversation we had last Saturday after the show, when I went back and listened to it, it was so hysterical. I put it on the end of my show, so it's on my archive, too, and I tell you, it is so funny the way you have to go off and ask people personal questions.
I got to go back and listen to it. I gotta
yeah, I think it's about the last, I think ultimately it was about 13 minutes total. It was the last 13 or 15 minutes of the show is about all it went, and five of that was just you.
Whatever. That's probably the best motherfucking part of it. How about that?
You're like, I ain't going to be like Princess Odelia and talk forever. 4.5 minutes later, you're finally saying goodbye.
But
because Ernest says what he wants to say, and then Ernest leaves. Ernest thinks he's cute. Well, nobody's cute. Momo is cute. Ernest thinks he's cute.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. You were just running your fucking mouth so much. Ernest thinks he's cute, but he ain't cute. Momo B is cute. I'm cute. Ernest ain't cute. See, because Ernest hears what he wants to hear, and then Ernest leaves. Momo B here for the whole show.
Oh, my Lord. I got to listen to it. You know, I never go back and listen to it. I never go back and listen to the shows. I don't go back and listen to no shows where I know I'm a little extra, because I just don't. I'm just like, oh, Lord, what did I say? Cause I don't do it.
Richard,
so
what did you just say?
No, I hung in for a few minutes. I had to go. Yeah, y'all were extra, all right.
We got a little X-rated for your ass, but and see, I didn't start that stuff. It's always Momo B that wants to ask stuff. Like, Ernest, no, I'm being for real now. This is for real, real, not for play. Momo B wants to know why, what kind of man do you like? Are you trying to set me up? What are you asking so many damn questions for? Talking about what kind of man do I, do you have somebody in mind? Do I need to fly down to Port Lucie? I mean, damn.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
All up and nosy up in my business and everything.
I don't mean to offend.
No, I'm not offended. If I was offended, I wouldn't have answered it. No, I'm not offended.
Let me tell you something. The after show is the after show. If ain't nobody else got nothing else to goddamn say, I can ask what I want to ask. That's what I do. So,
and you do.
You can listen. If not, bye. I'm going to ask
you later.
I'm going to ask you. Yeah, I'm saying. I'm going to do me because ain't nobody else saying that too interesting.
Hey, listen, you've been single for 6 years. You're the only person doing you. What you talking about? Okay. You've been single for 6 years. There ain't nobody else doing you except you.
You ain't know my business. You didn't get a status check, lately.
Listen, don't try to pull a rich sister right now talking about you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not trying to pull no rich sister. I'm just saying, for real. You really don't. You better go back and listen to some sister and ask somebody. I got somebody sleeping. Somebody, you got somebody.
Well, listen, you ain't said nothing, girl. You got to tell a brother these things.
I don't say nothing.
Listen, I'm a dude, but we can be girlfriends too. We can talk about things like that. Why ain't you told me nothing?
That's why she's mad, because you took a lot of time. She want to know the latest. She's mad because you can't. That's why she laughed. She's like, I don't know why I understand. I want to know the latest and greatest. Yeah. Shoot, that's a good attitude. You see, she said like 15 times, why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Fun as I ever. This
I
got to
be somewhere. Might as well be here.
Yeah.
Listen, I am working up a huge E. I got to go to the bathroom.
Well, go ahead. If you ain't saying
and
that,
I ain't taking you heifers with me. I'm going to go upstairs and watch some Netflix.
You know, you really don't have to announce that.
Hey, listen, you can't unring a bell either, can you, rich sister? Okay. You can't unring a bell. This is a community radio show. We're for real, real here. What's the big problem?
We for real, for real.
You know why it's gross? Because when I say I have to go pee, you're picturing it. That's why it's gross. You're picturing it. Stop picturing it. It won't be gross.
It's only gross when you look at the urination part. If you just look at the things on the family.
See, that's why people believe that when people hear about two guys getting married, they're like, that's gross. I'm like, that's because you're trying to picture the honeymoon. Shut your brain down and just leave them men alone and let them do what they're going to do. Stop picturing it. That's why it's gross to you, because you're picturing it.
I ain't picking none of that shit. I just want to see the.
Hey, listen, you probably had some up in your living room at one time. What you talking about? I know you. You and Miss Terry, man. You and Miss Terry. On the left of me, there was a man and a woman having sex. On the left and the right of me, there were two men. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Not at least. I have to try to get in.